Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have got a big, very informative radio broadcast lined up for you today. Daniel Estulin will be joining us coming up in 30 minutes from his home outside Madrid, Spain. And so that should be quite informative and interesting. Had a long 30-minute conversation with him yesterday morning, caught up on a lot of things that have been going on. He's been very, very busy. In the 2 years since we last interviewed him here, when he came on talking about the assassination plot against Congressman Ron Paul, that is still the only thing linked on the main page of his website. So he's been so busy, I hadn't even updated that. But he's got a lot coming up, been in Africa, seen a lot of harrowing things there, and got a new book coming out. So we'll be talking to him. Oh, also, he told me 2 years ago, but told me not to tell anybody, so I didn't. And I believed him because the guy's, you know, always been credible. Though, if anybody else would have told me, I would have kind of been taken back that, yeah, the Halcyon group that bought the Terminator series and Philip K. Dick series and all of this, they have bought my book and are going to make it into a big movie, a big thriller. And I just so happened to know somebody who'd made a couple Philip K. Dick movies and worked with the estate, and I called them up, and they said, yeah, that's true. Separately about the Halcyon Group and the Philip K. Dick optioning basically all the works for 3 years. And so then I talked to Daniel again yesterday, and he said, no, it's true. They're going to have a press conference in Madrid, Spain, coming up on Friday with that. And then I Googled it and saw that it was already in some of the publications, some of the Hollywood publications like Variety. So that's very, very exciting. Congratulations to him. And, you know, this classic story of what happens over and over again, and I'll talk about it later before he comes on, took place. I just ignore everybody calling me 24-7 trying to stir up fights with myself and others. I just learned to ignore it. But then what people do to stir fights up between me and other people is they go on the PrisonPlanet.com forum, and they post things supposedly I've said, and then use that as a source, or they post other people's stuff. And then other people, usually even the same people, call up others and say, are you seeing what Alex Jones is saying about you? And so I guess about a week ago, some French news site posted and said Daniel Estulin was at Bilderberg meeting, which is just ridiculous. And, you know, they've had him arrested, done the things like they've had me arrested. And that, and then somebody posted that on the Prison Planet forum, and then people gave that to Daniel. And then they had to put out a press release saying it wasn't true, because every time he does media interviews, he's asked about it. And then he was asked about it, I guess, off air, and then on air, made the point on Iranian television, press TV, that the crazies over at Prison Planet, he meant, obviously, I talked to him, that's what he meant, the message board, and what people were doing over there. So that's the type of dirty tricks I go through every single day. I have people faxing folks, reprogramming fax machines with our business phone numbers, death threatening people. That is routine. We have people programming their IP phones to say they're our business line and calling people. I guess IP spoofing. We have people just engaging in every form. Well, there's a bunch of other stuff. In fact, I shouldn't even list it all because it only encourages others to do it. But they have a lot of dirty tricks they use. I mean, they'll send out 10 million emails with my website cussing at people. And then, you know, to try to make folks file complaints about it being our email. But the good news is we're such a big website now, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, that most people have learned all these tricks, and it doesn't really cause us that big of a problem anymore. But we are seeing the attacks intensify with hack attacks and demonization campaigns. Speaking of that, we've been attacked by Bloomberg. We've been attacked by the New York Times again. We've been attacked by the LA Times. Though that's somewhat fair compared to the other hit pieces. It still is one. We're just being attacked everywhere this weekend. So we have definitely arrived in a big way and are just entering into the vortex here. So anyways, Daniel Estulin coming up. Very excited about that. And then we've got Kevin Trudeau, yes.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Feels like a Monday. Coming off Memorial Day, but it is Tuesday, the 26th day of May 2009. We'll be live here for the next 3 hours and 52 minutes. Daniel Estulin scheduled to join us coming up at the bottom of the hour, about 22 minutes. And then we have got Judith McGeary, Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance. The feds are going around openly, and I even heard Brownfield talking about it this morning, openly bribing all the major farm and ranch groups, I mean with millions of dollars, even local chapters, to then threaten their members and tell them it's the law to accept animal chipping and premises ID. When you do the premises ID, you basically waive your rights, sign on to a corporate fraud. It is not the law. It is not the law. It's all color of law. So that is coming up in the middle of the next hour today. Then Kevin Trudeau, you know him of infomercial fame and best-selling author fame. The reason I've got him coming on is because I was on Mancow Muller's show about a month ago, and Mancow said, you know, I had dinner with Kevin Trudeau. He's a fan of yours, and here's his phone number. I was like, yeah, Kevin Trudeau's a fan of Alex Jones. And then I kind of wrote the number down at my house doing a radio interview over the telephone and then lost it. And then somehow we got contacted by Trudeau's office, talked to him. He's in Germany right now on tour this morning. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber. Watch all your films. Huge fan for years. And I had guessed that he was into the New World Order. It wasn't hard to guess because he sent some newsletters out I'd gotten copies of and talking about a one world government, New World Order, the last few years. And he's a guy with a lot of influence. That's why the media and the feds have tried to come after him. How dare him sell books with supposed herbal remedies, you know, things that are well documented, like garlic's good for your heart. Goodness gracious. And, you know, aloe vera's good for burns. Oh, my. So radical. But it's just really exciting to learn that Kevin Trudeau is a big supporter of the show. He'll be on with us coming up. In fact, I appreciate him letting us bump him. Daniel Esselin's been so hard to get on the radio because he's been so busy writing his new book that he'll tell you about coming up. That's why he's been doing a lot of media, but he's about to start more because the book is basically done. He actually moved out to the countryside, he said, to finish it. Now he's moved back into the city. That's why he'll be joining us by cell phone today. He's way out in the countryside in Spain. Boy, do I envy him. I'd love to live in the country. I tell you, cities are fine, but I love the countryside. Nothing like hearing crickets and frogs and just the relaxation of it. Anyways, I'm digressing. So he is coming up, and then Kevin Trudeau from Deutschland will be joining us on the show today. And we will have open phones as well. You know, I talk about things that click. Pieces of news, pieces of information, pieces of intel that just confirm thousands of other things that we've been working on over the years and large pieces of the puzzle we already had. I mean, forget connecting the dots. Routinely now I'll see a news story or an article or a bill or a government document, or I'll watch a globalist conference on C-SPAN or Davos, Switzerland online, or I'll sit up for hours watching hours and hours of European Union Parliament meetings where they're openly announcing the architecture of world government and how it's going to work. And it doesn't just connect the final dots. It makes it a crystal clear three-dimensional hologram image or map or blueprint of what we're dealing with. And I just got slammed into my chair I got blasted into my chair this weekend when I saw a London Guardian report. I also saw a report out of the Times of London, and that was the most important one, dealing with a meeting that Paul Watson had reported on last week. And Watson said this was probably a eugenics meeting and then gave listings of past meetings, similar meetings that have been held where eugenics is the topic. And the ABC News headline was, you know, world leaders meet in secret, but it's not for world government. They said, well, they met in secret because they didn't want anybody to think they were an alternate world government. The Times of London also says that. An alternate world government. That's saying we're not the world government because they met days before the Bilderberg Group meeting, and the David Rockefeller and others that were at this meeting went to Bilderberg. And then we found out about it a week and a half later, ABC News, last Tuesday. Paul Watson reported on it then and said it was probably eugenics on Wednesday. And that article's there. Because that's all they meet about. That's all these people ever meet about. That's all that everything else they discuss at Bilderberg and at the inner councils of the Trilateral Commission and CFR, everything that's discussed at Club of Rome, everything that's discussed at the UN, that's all just building the foundation for their ultimate goal. In the final equation from the minutes and the documents and the witnesses and the moles that we have, and then the published reports by all these groups, is that they want world government so they can carry out the orderly extermination of conservatively 80%. That's in the UN and Club of Rome documents going back to the 60s. That is now the minority group, and most of the groups published they want to kill 95%, and now that's becoming kind of passe And the more radical group says 99.9%, and then an even more radical minority is forming but becoming a majority that says kill all humans. And Dr. Pianca's graduate students at UT have defended him, and we published, you know, link to their published papers where they say kill all humans. We must build world government to kill everyone. I mean, these people are total and complete creatures from another dimension. I mean, they are right out of Hellraiser, Final Fantasy, Event Horizon. I mean, how else would you describe them? And really, all they're doing is relaying the Inner Sanctum's directives. See, if you were the ultimate control freak, the singularity of control freakness, you would want to kill everyone, and then including yourself. And many of these dark philosophers, we quote some of them in Endgame, they say suicidal nihilism is the way to go because they want to, you're a control freak, you then want to kill yourself. If you can't find life extension technologies, if you can't take control of that, and that's what they say in their own philosophy, then you will kill yourself simultaneously by destroying the planet. Now, I know this sounds totally nuts. It is insane, but crazy like a fox. These people are the secondary. That's why I say penultimate. Next to Beelzebub, if that's how you want to put it, they are as evil as it gets. They are paramount. They are numero uno. They are just absolutely out of control. And if I spent hours this weekend reading, probably 15 different mainstream news articles from Russia and England, the United States, Canada, about this meeting and about this group, and every one of the reports is an interview with an unnamed source within the group. It's one of the secretaries for the group, probably the head of the Rockefeller University. That's who they say ran the meeting. Yeah, these people's secretaries are incredibly powerful. And, you know, it says we talked to one of the functionaries of the group, and they said, it's called the good group. The good group. And they want to reduce the world population, and it's, you know, all lovey-dovey and sweet, and they want to help everybody out. So later, after Estlin leaves us, when we start the next hour, I am going to detail this as best I can and break it down. I know I spent most of the 2 hours Sunday going over it, but I listened to the rebroadcast while I was doing research, and I just didn't give it justice. So I want to try to boil down the basics of who they are, what they are, what they want to do, and then go over this article and just show it for what it is. Open evidence that that's all these people are up to is no good. And the sick thing is I get hundreds of emails and comments on the articles Paul Watson wrote at prisonplanet.com. A lot of people defending it saying, well, yeah, I don't think we should kill everybody, but you got to admit there's too many people. You got to admit we're overpopulated. I mean, somebody's got to do this. This is the tough choice we have to make. Well, see, once you've decided that that's the truth, you've thrown all humanity out the window. You've thrown everything our ancestors stood for out the window. You've thrown our complete history out the window, and you're capitulating to a lie. We need to innovate and reach the stars and colonize space. But instead, remember 2 years ago, the Film Festival Award for the Berlin Film Festival, was it 2007, shows humans destroying the Earth and then like cancer virus bacteria, you know, some type of evil microcosm blasting off in spaceships to infect the universe. In fact, let's find that. I know Paul Watson did an article about it. That's how they see us. Not an incredible species, not a wondrous species, not a species that is evil but also good, not a species that has amazing potential. And we really do. This is the biggest lie ever, and this is done by an elite that hate themselves and hate humanity. And we can go to the next level, but the elites don't want to do that because they want to control society and want to mold it in the way they see fit. And so this is the big question coming up. This is for all the marbles discussed in T-minus 40 minutes, 5 seconds. Stay with us. We'll come back to tell you about some of the other financial news, Supreme Court nominee and a lot more. And Daniel Estelin, stay with us.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 26, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $949.80. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $976.96, $488.48 for the half ounce, and $244.24 for a quarter ounce. That's $976.96, $488.48, and $244.24.
Bailout equals market distortions increase money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins are decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust, or is it time to insure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold and silver coins, 800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems? Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
Don't want no shackles.
I saw seven different reviews in mainstream media, and I wasn't even looking this weekend for the film New World Order that premieres tonight on IFC, Independent Film Channel. You know, Independent Film Channel has been good to me. They produced Waking Life with Tommy Pallotta and Rick Linklater. And I've been on a few of their TV shows in the past that were very fair. I knew that it was IFC that was looking at funding this original New World Order film 2 years ago when I was first approached by the production company, SeeThink. And when I say it's the fairest film I've seen towards us, it still focuses in on the hokey and the goofy and distorts. You know, they keep saying, oh, we only looked at who these people really are and showed you what they're saying and doing. Yeah, that'd be like if I followed somebody for 2 years and only put in a film the few times I saw them burp or the few times they forgot, you know, pick their nose. It is a distortion, but they do show, I'd say, 40% stuff on our side, 60% on the establishment side of cliches and stereotypes. And the establishment is still playing an old paradigm. They think that this film coming out is going to make us look goofy and bad, but it's going to backfire on them. I've talked to people that have been at screenings. I've talked to people that have seen it on demand because IFC puts stuff out on demand first. And IFC has said that this is the most downloaded TV show off their on demand on record. It's dwarfed everything. And that shows the interest in this. And they've also got a bunch of other TV programs they produced and specials about the alternative media that feature myself and others that are built around this premiere tonight. And several of those shows are going to come on afterwards. And I'm really want to see how fair those are. Though I don't watch enough TV to even know if I have IFC. I don't think I do. In fact, before we forget, will somebody call my wife, ask her to check that, and ask her to subscribe to IFC or to a cable package right now so I can watch it tonight? Or we have satellite here in the office. We're out here on the edge of town. We can't even get cable over here. Well, I tell you, I don't know about you, but this satellite stuff does not work too well. Our satellite system, it isn't working about a third of the time. Side issue, I'm digressing. The point is that overall, this is a positive thing. But I had forgotten that they'd mentioned about 2 years ago they were going to interview Estlin. And then I never thought about it again. Estlin says they followed him around for 2 years and didn't stick him in the film. And he says he's glad because he thinks it's a hit piece. And I tend to agree with him, at a certain level. And that's because Daniel was always so composed. There was nothing they could get off of him that they could twist or spin. But see, that's the little game you play with this devilish system. You know, let's see when the Bilderberg movie comes out as a big, you know, kind of angels and demons type film put out by the folks putting out Terminator Salvation. Let's see if they don't do some things like that. And then the argument would be, well, it's better just to get it out and still educate people about these things. Who knows, though? That is all preemptive, and we can't comment until we see what happens. But I engage the mainstream media. I rarely turn down interviews. More and more, I do. I probably turn down more than 10 big TV interviews in the last year because I'm just too busy making my own films, and I don't want these people creeping around in my office. I turned down History Channel, Discovery Channel, the guy that specializes in doing JFK conspiracy theory hit pieces where he literally distorts and manufactures the evidence on record, called me up, you know, kind of giggling at me on the phone. And I just said, look, pal, I don't want to be on your show. And he goes, you don't want to be on TV? And I said, no, I don't want to. So more and more, I turned them down, which most people would kill to be. But you know what? The guy that, Joe Bellinger that made, Some Kind of Monster and Paradise Lost and so many other big hit films. Brothers Keeper. I mean, he's one of the biggest documentary filmmakers with his partner out there. He made a $3.4 million Discovery Channel program with myself being the main character. And he came back to me and said, yeah, they want us to make you look stupid, and I'm not doing that. And this is the guy that made Paradise Lost and Some Kind of Monster and all these other huge films. And so Discovery Channel shelved that entire film last year because they wanted a hit piece. And so that's definitely what has happened with this New World Order film. So I tend to agree with Daniel Estlin, who, by the way, we just got online. We're going to break. Come back in just a couple minutes. Daniel Estlin joining us from Spain. His book, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, a bestseller in scores of nations. And he's got a new book coming out soon. It's on sale in Europe, but coming out soon in the U.S. Shadow Masters. Very, very exciting. We'll talk to him about that coming up on the other side of this quick break. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Here it is, my friends, just out in the last month or so, the newest Daniel Estulin, updated, revised, and expanded North American Union edition. It is a lot thicker. Hundreds of photos, documents, available at Infowars.com. We're proud to carry this book in the Infowars.com bookstore video shopping cart. Also, a great companion to it is my film that covers Bilderberg and the New World Order Master Plan, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Joining us for the next 25 minutes or so is Daniel Estulin via cell phone from rural Spain. He's got a big press conference coming up Friday. His book being turned into a major motion picture. Very, very exciting by the folks that are putting out Terminator, Salvation, the Philip K. Dick movies, and a lot more. He told me about this 2 years ago, and I kept it in confidence. If anybody else would have told me something like that, I would have thought they were making it up. But Daniel's always been such a great source of info that I believed him. Then I talked to some folks I knew in Hollywood that separately have worked with the Philip K. Dick estate with his daughters and confirmed that they knew the Halcyon Group and what they were doing. So that was very, very exciting. So he's here to talk about that as well. But first, the hit piece, and that's what Bloomberg's reporting. They're very excited. The New York Times likes it. The establishment loves this new film, The New World Order. They think it makes us all look like a bunch of idiots. Daniel Estulin was interviewed for this film, but wasn't in the film. And I think he wasn't in the film because following around for 2 years, they couldn't find anything to make him fit into their stereotypical conspiracy theorist box. They did find that following me around for 2 years, but in the end, it's just going to backfire on them. Daniel Estulin, great to have you here with us.
Thanks for having your show, Alex. Well, absolutely. The people from the Seeping Productions, again, it's not that they made us look like idiots. They make us look like crazies. And this is exactly what I was talking about a few days on one of the radio television shows from England. You know, I'm tired of seeing time and again how people who are fighting this thing and should know better actually, you know, fall for this, you know, same trick each and every time. Now, these people, you know, Luke and whatever the other character's name, they followed me around for a year and a half while we were in the United States promoting my book, The True Story, The Bilderberg Group, from New York to Portland, I think to Eugene, and I can't remember if they went with us to California or not, but they certainly went from East Coast to the West Coast. And certainly they obviously didn't have anything, you know, worthy of making me look like an idiot or a crazy, so they decided to take it out. What doesn't make any sense, and again, you know, these are the people with some very dark, sinister objectives, whatever they may be, but they certainly haven't done us any favors. Because again, talking to the people who understand, who are part of the establishment, they're all basically saying, shaking their heads, you know, this thing, this documentary, the Seething Productions, New World Order, has taken us, you know, not a couple of steps back, but way, way back in this fight. Because again, you cannot wear toilet seat around your neck or G-string around your head while you scream the government did it from a corner of a major intersection in New York City and be taken seriously by anybody who's a normal Joe. And I think that's the objective. The objective is not to talk to each other, as so many people do on all these, you know, chats and forums, but actually go out and try to convince normal 9-to-5 working people who go to work, who come home, who watch television, play golf on the weekends, play cards with friends, do barbecues, that the New World Order exists. And the only way to do this is not to wear toilet seats or G-strings, but actually make sense and not talk crazy.
Well, absolutely. You know, the issue here, the way Bloomberg and the LA Times and the New York Times are going after me on this is by association. And then they also, I had Bilderberg security walk up to me in the bar the night before it closed in Chantilly. And they said, people pull fire alarms. They go to prison. They try to steal vases. And Rob Jacobson was my witness. He's with me. And we go, what are you talking about? Pull fire alarms. We go upstairs. The door closes. Right as I go on a radio show, the fire alarm goes off. Then I go downstairs, and the head of security walks up and says, I'm going to F you up, Jones. And all of this happens. And then the way the movie makes it look, I'm crazy. I think a fire alarm is for me. And that's what the – but I mean, I can't help, Daniel, when the media just lies. And you know, when Bloomberg says, I'm imagining fire alarms, the news is saying, I'm imagining cars following us that followed us off Bilderberg. I mean, I had guys walking up to me at my hotel saying, let's go attack the State Department together. And they were big FBI agents. And you know, so, you know, we're in reality, which looks kooky to people. And then the mainline public so dumbed down, it looks, yeah, I mean, it can be made to look crazy. And they stick the one guy in there from England or Ireland who thinks he has a chip in his head. You know, that's the production company's issue. I mean, I guess I could turn down all interviews in the future or you could. And I actually am turning down a lot of interviews. I mean, how do you handle that, Daniel?
Well, you know, I'm going to give you an example. One of the things that New York Times and the Washington Post as well have never done, a company anywhere near me or touch me, because they know anything they throw at me, I can actually, you know, deflect it and win any argument against them. You know, not very long ago, I found one of the chats and one of the other websites, people talking about, you know, the need for creating a universal language. And it kind of a thought occurred to me, you know, do people actually understand that, you know, part of H.G. Wells's ultimate revolution was in fact the elimination of all national languages in favor of what he called basic English, which had a vocabulary, or would have had a vocabulary of only 850 words. Now, if you ask people, for as an example, if people who are listening to the show and who can explain it to others, because again, you cannot say government did it wearing a toilet seat around your neck. You have to explain to people who, why, what, and where. That's the only way we can actually get them on our side, because the only thing we can do is get people to listen. So, for example, if I have a couple of minutes, I'd like to give you an example of what I'm talking about.
All right, I want you to do that, but then in the time we have limited, I want to get into your new book, the work you're doing. You haven't
I'll be
been...
I've got 2 minutes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, you know, as you know, we talked about this before. What's today's called the Bilderberg Group. about 600-700 years ago had another name. It was called the Venetian Black Nobility. Now, these people who are today the Bilderbergers, they know that ideas are more powerful weapon than guns, than fleets, and bombs. Now, in order to secure acceptance for their imperial ideas, the Venetian Nobility seeks to control the way people think. We know that. If you can control the way people think, say the Venetians, you can control the way they respond to events, no matter what those events it is. So if we can do the same and get people actually, you know, to think the way we want them to think, we can win. For example, you know, we're talking about languages. In the early part of the 1200s, you know, Italian language didn't exist. It was born with a man by the name of Dante Alighieri, who was the, of course, the writer, the great genius behind the Divine Comedy, who refined the canto form of poetry. Now, his follower, Francesco Petrarca, sought to advance the language further with the invention of a sonnet. And Petrarca's friend Boccaccio invented this thing called the Decameron. Now, Decameron was written in order to prevent the Italian society from sinking into the cultural pessimism and dying out during the Black Death of the 1340s. You see, that's how the Italian language was born. Then Geoffrey Chaucer, who attended one of the lectures by Boccaccio on Dante in 1375, he got the idea to do the same thing in English, and you have the Canterbury Tales, which, of course, recounts the hilarious tales told on a religious pilgrimage to the Church of Canterbury. The same thing happened in French when the Christian humanist Erasmus of Rotterdam inspired his student, François Rigolard, to do the same in France by creating this amazing character called Gargantua. And then in Spanish, we have this great example of Don Quixote de la Mancha, the accountant, and his sidekick, Sancho Panza. You see, in this way, languages created by poets lifted up the populations that have been dominated by ignorance and thereby ruled over. In fact, the most important thing in this entire thing that I said is that the nations were created by languages and not the other way around, which now, you know, suddenly makes sense why H.G. Wells wanted to create the basic English, because in Wells's future world, the English most speak and write today is very different.
Yeah, it's Ingsoc. It's Ingsoc. I mean, that's what George Orwell in 1984 talks about, dumbing the language down so it's impossible to relay an idea. So they dumb it down to just emotions. And so people just say, that looks goofy. It must not be true. But the sharp guy in the suit on TV selling you that Iraq has WMDs, that looks and sounds credible. So you go along with it. Yes, I understand exactly what you're saying.
That's the whole idea why they're in Europe. They're creating one language. There's no longer languages, individual countries have their own languages, but they're creating three, four main languages that everybody must speak at the expense of their languages.
But the French are fighting that. The Spanish are fighting that.
But the point is that, you know, they're trying to do this. And if you can explain to people from a logical perspective, without wearing a toilet seat or making crazy noises, which a lot of people do, then actually you have people who are listening to you from the point of view of logic and reason, and then we have them won over. Because again, as long as logic and reason prevails, we can win this war. If people are basically talking to each other, see, there's two things. Okay, there's the principle and the technique. And the technique is that all these people, most of them are crazy, who are talking to each other in all these forums and chats, who don't make any sense to anybody outside the forum or the chat. All right. I don't know if it's childhood.
And that's what you're saying. I understand. The Prison Planet Forum was saying you're a Bilderberg Group member. Ridiculous.
I'm just talking about.
That's the crazies. That was somebody linking to a story. A million posts a month.
So many forums in so many countries, and albeit in English and French and in German and in Spanish, and they're all the same because the type of people who do these kinds of things is the same. But the idea is, instead of wasting time talking to each other, learn about history, learn about culture.
I agree, that's what I do, yeah.
And try to explain to people why what today is called Bilderberg 800 years ago was called something else, and why they're doing what they're doing, because again, to say, well, they're trying to take a freedom away to most people is just simply not good enough.
Yeah, this is the true ruling council of the planet. And if you watch the European Parliament, as I've been doing, they admit it is a global Europe is what they're calling it. And they're openly announcing world government, a bank of the world that we will pay our carbon taxes to. Daniel, talking to you yesterday on the phone, you were starting to say peak oil was a scam. I know you'd been trying to research it and questioning it a few years ago. Do you now believe that peak oil is a eugenicist, a false scarcity scam?
No, look, in the world, there are two energy sources. One is called nuclear energy, and the other one is called oil. Unfortunately, people who control the world will never let nuclear energy, which is the cheapest, you know, the best and the longest lasting energy, you know, source in the entire world that can actually increase our population base from 6.7 billion to about 10 billion because, again, the energy flux density, you know, nuclear energy flux density, has nothing to do in terms of calories with, you know, with solar energy, wind, or even oil. It's much heavier, much denser, and obviously can do things which no other source of energy can do. Now, as the people who control the world can't possibly afford, as I explain in my book, to let third world countries have access to nuclear energy because it will allow them to stand up on their own feet and no longer need the, you know, the funding from the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank and company. And no, and so we have only basically one energy source available, and that's
yes.
oil. And unfortunately, as we are running out of oil, that's what I'm saying. There's only, unfortunately, again, unfortunately, you know, this global warming is a big scam. It's not global warming. Actually, it's global cooling right now.
Yes.
You know, which works in periods of about 100,000 years. And we're actually smack in the middle of global cooling.
Absolutely.
Al Gore company will tell you otherwise.
So this is a form of neo-serfdom, as the Royal Commission put out with the British in 49 stated, to shut down the third world, not let them get resources to develop, and deal with eugenics. Now, Daniel, we've got limited time, and we really appreciate you joining us. Again, the new book is out, the North American Union edition, available at Infowars.com or just Google it. You can also go to DanielEstelin.com as well. Daniel, I want to talk about the big press conference coming up Friday. You told me in confidence, which I was honored you did 2 years ago, that you'd done this movie deal, and now it's going to be made, and there's a press conference coming up that they're going to sync up Friday with the European premiere of Terminator film Salvation. Tell us about that. This is very, very exciting.
Well, the deal has been in works for the past 4 years. Obviously, you know, working with Hollywood, even if it's on an independent studio, and they are, it takes time. It's a very long and arduous process. We've been talking to them since 2005. My book first was released in Spanish. It was done to my former agent in Sweden. And this Friday, we have a press conference announcing during the European premiere of Terminator Salvation that their next big movie is going to be a project that's going to be based on a true story of the build-up of a group. It's not going to be a documentary. It's going to be a full motion picture.
Absolutely. That is so exciting. And is this going to be a thriller? I mean, can you give us any window? Is it along the line?
At this point, usually the way it works is they're probably going to commission four or five directors to write a mini script. And based on you know, each individual vision that the directors will have, and based on which one they like most, is that the one they're going to probably go with. It's obviously going to be a money-making proposition. The budget for it is, I can't really say at this point in time, but it's a very, very big budget, dwarfing most budgets for most action-adventure films. But anyway, the idea is that these people are on the right track. Terminator Salvation is probably going to be the highest-grossing film of this year if not one, definitely number two, and the video game version is already doing very, very well. So obviously, you know, these people are going to have enough money to finance the project themselves, which is what we're actually very concerned with initially, and now we're very, very pleased.
Absolutely, the toys alone are going to finance the next. You got the toys, you got the TV show spinoffs. You've got
PG-13, but you know they certainly made the Terminator Salvation PG-13, and you know they can do the same for this one. That means that, you know, Burger King and company are going to have, you know, Daniel Estulin action figures.
so actually, this is the main hero is going to be you.
Well, it's going to be me. It's going to be based on someone like me. You know, it's beyond the you know, the duplicity and the lies and the obfuscations and the deceit of the people behind, you know, the curtain. It's also a very human story of a person, me in this particular case, you know, who against all odds tries to find the truth and also tries to learn about himself. You know, so it's a very human story as well on many different levels. And I guess that's one of the things that really appeals to them. It's not just, you know, good guys, bad guys, but it has so many other elements which you can play with and make it into a beautiful movie.
All right, Daniel, I want to get into where you've been the last few years. You've been very busy. I've always, you know, reported to folks that you've been writing another book. Some people are like, have you been the last two Bilderbergs? You made the point that if it's a Bilderberg where you can't get good photos, we did get Bernanke and a few others in Chantilly, but if it's not good to get photos, what is the point? And also, you've been writing a new book. You told me the harrowing tales of what happened when you went to Africa to cover AFRICOM and the takeover by the globalists there. Tell us about your new, and by the way, I'm going to skip this network break for this is a network break coming up. We're skipping it, everybody. That's the network and stations. Tell us about what you've been working on the last few years, Daniel.
Well, you know, again, as I just said, there's been a lot of talk because I get emails from people who send me links, you know, to chats and forums all over the world, people asking where I was. It's really, you know, I didn't understand why everybody's so concerned about who I, you know, where I am or what I'm doing. But the point is that I haven't gone to Bilderberg over the last couple of years. I've been comments from certain individuals saying that I made so much money for my book, I no longer am interested. No, the reason I haven't gone this year or last year is because, you know, this year's Bilderberg conference was held in the same hotel that I covered way back my first Bilderberg conference in 1993. And I know the place. And last year, Chantilly, I know it very well, too, because I was there in 2002. There's absolutely no way to get anywhere near a hotel to take good photographs and just to go there to be harassed by people. I don't need to do that because, again, I get information sitting in the living room of my house, as I've done this, you know, this particular year as well, scooping the whole world on the Bilderberger pre-meeting agenda and, you know, what these people have talked about. So that's the reason I haven't gone, not because I stopped doing it, because seemingly I made too much money and I'm too wealthy right now. And as far as it's absolutely true, I haven't done any interviews in the past year, or hardly any, simply because I've been working on my new book. Now, anyone who has written a book, all right, knows that it's not the same writing a comment on the chat forum than it is writing a book, which, you know...
No, it's very hard. I'm writing a book right now and pulling my hair out. It was supposed to be done a year ago.
7 days a week, 365 days a year. That thing doesn't leave even when you're sleeping. I've tried leaving coffee and biscuits next to the computer and thinking it would write it itself. Unfortunately, it doesn't. I have to physically sit down with my little fingers start typing words and letters and sentences. Now, one of the chapters in my new book, The Shadow Masters, which we will read by Friday sometime in October, talks about Africa. Well, basically, what I've done is I've uncovered how international corporations, big behemoths such as Halliburton and Company, are working hand in glove with the world, European, and North American governments, the Israelis, the Russians, even the Chinese are there, of course, in Sudan. The Americans, the Canadians, the French, the English, how all of them are working, and also with all the top NGOs in the world, from Human Rights Watch to CARE to Oxfam, etc. And they have only one objective in mind. I'm talking about Sudan. That is to get rid of all the blacks living there so that they can get at the natural resources under their feet. Now, I didn't go with any as a tourist on a tourist visa, and I didn't go as an embedded reporter with anybody. I went with a group of very trusted comrades, ex-Secret Service, and all of us, unto the teeth, went to the areas which we thought necessary to go and see the things that were being done there to the people. And it's absolutely amazing. Africa is an amazing continent. You know, for $20,000, you can kill an elephant. For about $15,000, you can kill a lion. For maybe $8,000, you can kill a zebra. And for about $20, you can kill a black person. And about $100, you can kill his whole family. That's Africa. And until you're there, you don't really understand it. So what I've done on this...
You were telling me you've got photos so hardcore you probably can't even put them in your book?
Well, you know, as a matter of fact, you know, the Spanish version of this book was released last year. All right, just as because I was in Spain, as, you know, Bilderberg was supposed to release in Spain. You know, this book was released in Spain. My publisher had a look at the photos. You know, they met with the lawyers and they said, we cannot do this. We cannot release these photographs. So basically, we just released a few. But again, I will talk to Chris Milligan and see if we can actually get some of these photographs in the book. But the point is that, again, it's amazing continent of contrast. You can see literally cultures which have been untouched in the last 300
years. Well, Daniel, give us a window into this. It's important because you were there. You said you went with special forces people. You got a lot of courage. Talk about adventure. I hope that's in the upcoming Bilderberg movie. Tell us some of what you saw.
Well, again, some of the things that you see is the long-lasting friendship, you know, everybody has assumed over the last decades and several generations, especially since the Second World War, you know, the British and the Americans, the Israelis and Americans, these things no longer exist. You know, the Americans are fighting the Israelis, the British, the Americans, the Russians, the Chinese, the French. Everybody's fighting each other. They're no longer friends. They're just temporary partners, all right, in this quest for the natural resources. And again, go back to the natural resource, and I do have to go in a couple of minutes. I have people waiting outside from television crew. I don't know from where. But the point is that what you actually have is, again, we're at a point where we can all, you know, make a substantial jump to 10 billion people in population. And the only way we can do this, the only way, is through nuclear energy, or we're going to go down to about 2 billion people if we stay with this, you know, nonsense.
Okay.
Green is good. And of course, anybody
sure. Daniel, we've got you on the schedule for another 3 or 4 minutes. Can you send somebody to the door to get that TV crew in there?
I can probably do that.
Okay, good. Well, let me just ask you these final questions here in the time we've got then, but can't wait to have you. Said in the next few weeks you'd come back on for an hour, correct?
We'll definitely see. It all depends on the Hollywood people, exactly what they have in mind, if there's promotion or not.
No, regardless, I wanted to, when I talked to you yesterday, you said that you'd probably come on the next few weeks so we can talk more, because I want to talk about the intel you got from Bilderberg 2009, because I know you, as you've said, have people that have attended Bilderberg that you know. I don't know how much of what we talked about off air I can even say. That's another issue. Did you see the articles about the meeting 2 weeks ago before Bilderberg, right before it, of David Rockefeller, of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, of Warren Buffett, where they admit here that, you know, basically they don't want people to think they're an alternative to world government, and that the meeting was over population, that it was all about reducing world population, and that they really want to get this job done. Your comments on this group they're now calling?
I haven't seen it, but, you know, it's the policy of the World Wildlife Fund, you know, the policy of, you know, of the two degenerates, the Prince Bernard of the Netherlands, one of the founders of the Bilderberg Group, and, of course, the consort of the Queen Elizabeth II of England, Prince Philip. You know, both Nazis, both degenerates, and, you know, that's their policy. Genocide or reduce the world population, which, again, it's more or less the same policy as Greenpeace or Al Gore. You know, go green. Green is good. Reduce the way we live. And obviously, you know, back to the caves. That's not good. That's idiotic. And anybody who follows it, again, has to understand why they're talking about it. But, again, maybe we can talk about this the next time.
Absolutely. Neo-feudalism. Shadow Masters, though, it's going to come out in the fall or winter of this year in the United States. Daniel?
Yeah, it's going to come out in the fall.
Very, very exciting. Just in the last minute or two, within any key information that you haven't covered that you've gotten from Bilderberg this year, any inside intel?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear anything you said.
Any extra info on what happened in Bilderberg 2009?
Well, actually, yes. I'm just working on my Bilderberg report right now. There's a lot of information. I have a 73-page report from these people, and I'm going very, very slowly through it. And when I have the whole thing done, what we'll do is we'll post it on my website.
And that's DanielEstelin.com?
Or BilderbergBook.com.
All right. Well, Daniel, I appreciate your time. And again, I'd like to get you up for a full interview in the near future. I hope the family's doing well.
Everybody's doing well. And again, I want people to remember the Seething Productions and the New World Order, you know, they went after us and they blindsided the people in the film. And obviously, you know, these people, one way or another, we have to let them know that certainly we don't agree with them.
Did they promise you that it wasn't going to be a hit piece?
It doesn't really matter at this point. You know, it's he said, she said. But the point is that, you know, you don't follow somebody around for a year and a half not to have them in the film. You know what I mean? So the intention was to have me there as a centerpiece. But unfortunately, I didn't say enough stupid things. So, you know, obviously you couldn't have me in the film. You know, as I said, you know, there's everything I say makes perfect logical sense. I can explain what today called the Bilderberg was called Venetian nobility 800 years ago, why language creates cultures and nations and not the other way around.
I agree with you.
You want people who wear toilet seats screaming the government did it.
Yeah, well, we've got to somehow reach out to the public. You know, none of us are perfect, but we have been somewhat effective at waking a lot of people up, and then they can find more eloquent and refined folks like you, Daniel Estelin. But, you know, we all do the best job we can. But I agree, the film is somewhat of a distortion. Overall, we're going to make lemonade out of these lemons. Daniel, we will talk to you again very, very soon. Godspeed. Congratulations on all your success.
Take care, Alex.
Take care. There he goes from Spain, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, John, go ahead and let him go. Thank you. Don't forget, folks, if you want to see the Bilderberg Group in living color, understand the master plan, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, this is the film to get, InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com.
Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633, or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yeah, I just to finish up with the whole Daniel Esselin thing, what happens is, I learned a lot of stuff behind the scenes. You know, Daniel's really a very interesting guy, and I have a lot of connections and things, and so that's why 2 years ago when he told me the people that bought the Terminator franchise were going to make a major motion picture, it's going to be along the lines of Angels and Demons. I mean, it'd be a big thriller. That's what I've got scuttlebutt in Hollywood. I mean, I made some phone calls 2 years ago about this, and then I almost forgot about it. And then Daniel was going to come on about a week ago, and people were, you know, sending him stuff off the forum, sending him people attacking him on the Prison Planet forum. You know, we have forums, we have comments, but I own my websites, and it's my right to shut down stuff if I want to. I don't think I'm going to do it, but it's not censorship if I get rid of the message board and the comments. It's that I can't handle the Secret Service here twice. Federal subpoenas twice from the FBI and federal courts that I'm gag ordered to not talk about. People in black suits showing up, people creating fake posts on the thing that are supposedly for me. People, taking a French newspaper saying Daniel Esselin was at Bilderberg with a fake list. Someone posted. And then even if Esselin's a smart guy and knows that we didn't post that, it still upsets, you know, most people. And then I talked to him yesterday for about 35 minutes and, maybe 40 minutes. My wife's like, come on, we got to go to my in-law, my family's. And I'm like, okay, I got to get off the phone, Esselin, but it was good talking to him. I learned a lot more. And, you know, I remember vaguely asking him 2 years ago, C-Think, with C-Think Productions, who are you interviewing for this? And they said, oh, we're interviewing Jack McClam. Maybe I hadn't talked to him yet. We're interviewing Luke Radowski. No, I recommended Luke Radowski. We're interviewing some guy in Florida, and we may interview Daniel Esselin. Well, now I learned they followed Esselin around off and on for 2 years. Because, I mean, I first met these guys in 2006 myself, or right after Bilderberg. Yeah, it was in the summer of 2006. It's 2009, 4 years later. This is now coming out today, IFC big premiere. And so I can imagine the feelings Daniel was having. Number one, the Prison Planet Forum saying he's Bilderberg, totally made up. I remember some idiot showed a dark-haired guy photo from Bilderberg, you know, said it was Charlie Sheen there. Obviously wasn't Charlie Sheen. People do that, and I've learned to ignore it. Daniel was saying, well, why are people interested where I am or what I'm doing? Well, you're a public figure now, Daniel. You know that. You're on radio. You're on TV. You have a best-selling book all over the world. Or 46 nations or whatever it says. I mean, you say there's going to be action figures of you at Burger King. Get ready for folks who want to know where you are and what you're doing. You know, this is how this works. But it's got to be a little bit bitter to have people follow you around for 2 years and then not be in it. Even if it's a hit piece somewhat, it's a waste of time. You know what it was like for a year to have Discovery Channel follow me around and you know, have them with huge cameras in my car, ripping the upholstery and lights all over me and follow me around? It was a lot of work. And that was a good director, and he wouldn't make a hit piece on me. And they told him to go edit it and change it, and he said, well, I'll try, but I don't want to make Alex look bad. I mean, this was going to make us huge, folks. This was a huge five-part series for Discovery Channel with yours truly as the star. And they killed it. You know, he called me up and he said, you know, do you think I should do this? Do you, you know, they want me to interview this guy and this guy from Fox News and want me to interview all your enemies. And are you game to do that? And I said, yeah, I don't want this to go to waste. You know, make it be two-sided, both sides. And then he called me back a week later and he just said, I can't do it. I'm not changing it. And that sucker went on the shelf. $3.4 million budget on the shelf. So I know what it's like. I'm not going to let people on the internet turn me and Daniel Estlin against each other. And I appreciate the plug he gave us on Press TV for PrisonPlanet.com. We love you, Daniel. Congratulations. We'll be right back.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Many studies have shown that the majority of Americans are deficient in minerals. Deficiency in any one of the more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that are designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the link on PrisonPlanet.com to see some of the amazing products available. Folks, you've got to try this. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and truly sustainable agriculture. Many foods today have herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, and insecticides that were not intended for human consumption. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see some of the amazing products available. You are what you eat, so eat what your body needs. Remember to go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today.
A. In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population-controlled breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, this whole New World Order premiere tonight, I get attacked almost every day by the mainstream media, and I don't usually cover it. People are always emailing me saying, why aren't you talking about this TV show or this local show or this radio show or this Washington Post article? You can Google the name Alex Jones any given day and click news, and you'll see a hit piece against me. I love it. I absolutely love it. I just keep moving forward. And, you know, I've said I think the film is the most objective, most fair. But I've also said that it stereotypes and it picked the few little corny things we did. So the film is a distortion. The guys that made it know, sitting around, you know, eating popcorn, editing this thing, that they were choosing the most entertaining and hokey things just for entertainment value alone. And you follow people around all these years, but with me, there's really nothing discrediting other than I'm sweating in 95% humidity in 100-degree temperatures. It was so hot in that June in Virginia, you know, right off the coastline. I mean, everybody was just pouring sweat. And the New York Times said, look at Alex Jones. He's sweaty. You know, he's loud. Every stereotype. Yeah, we're loud like the founding fathers or like George Washington at Trenton when he charged in against the Hessians. Was he sweating? Was he yelling? Was he? I mean, this is what we're supposed to do. They say, oh, you're not supposed to get excited. You're not supposed to get angry. Well, I like what Howard Beale said in Network. You've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. My life has value. And they do show some guy who made a weird, you know, documentary about a police state in the future. Not even a documentary, a fiction film with cheesy special effects. Not knocking the guy. It's just that's what it shows. And he thinks he's got a microchip in his head. And that's guilt by association. They went out and chose that. And they show me in a hotel room after I had the head of security in the hotel with other men behind him in suits walk up to Rob Jacobson. We need to put an article out about this, about, yes, New York Times, yes, Bloomberg, yes, LA Times. Yes, there really was a Bilderberg group meeting. There really were people in cars following us. They really did pull the fire alarm on us. I mean, these articles in Bloomberg today, in the Los Angeles Times yesterday, in the New York Times last week, in Variety.com, that's right here. I mean, it's just everywhere. You know, there's LA Times for people watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. Should have added, we've been on live since 11:30. There's Bloomberg. There's, you know, Washington Post. I mean, they're all here. The point is that you read these articles, and I don't have time to go over these. Perhaps I should. And in each article, they say Jones believed he was in a hotel surrounded by an imaginary group going insane when a fire alarm goes off. You know, showing how important he is, showing that there's really a cabal, showing this is proof. There was Secret Service around it. This is where Obama went at the secret meeting. I meant to bring that up to Estelin. Estelin, who really does know some Bilderberg group members, I talked to him yesterday. I said, you confirmed Obama was there, correct? And he said, no, absolutely. So, I mean, he's on record that Obama was there. And I've had mainstream news attack me saying I'm crazy, saying Obama was there. Pretty fair piece, though, was done in Politico. I have to say that one was a fair, actual journalistic piece. CBS News carried that on the nightly news, by the way. Very bizarre. So that's really one of the only fair pieces ever in U.S. media that admits all of this. Now, in the German news, the French news, the Russian news, the Japanese news, the British news, the Irish news, they admit, here's the Bilderberg group. Here's their founding documents that got leaked. They set up the European Union. They want a one-world government. They pick prime ministers and presidents. They're running the show. Their own documents. Etienne Davignon, the Viscount, the head of Bilderberg, he's in the EU Observer newspaper saying they run things. You know, they write books saying it. David Rockefeller 4 years ago published his memoirs saying it. Men in Power is a political retrospective. Helmut Schmidt brags Bilderberg runs the planet. And so I tried to give all of that to C-Think, but they didn't put it in the film. And that's what the news says. Bloomberg says, and the LA Times says, and Variety and everybody else say, with no proof, Jones claims they're building FEMA camps. That Halliburton is. The film shows no proof. Well, I showed proof to them. I showed them the Houston Chronicle and the Washington Post and the New York Times about the FEMA camps. That's on record. I've had congressmen on about that. I've had congressmen on how they've been threatened with physical martial law. But Bloomberg just says that I made it up that Halliburton built FEMA camps. And they say I make it up that I'm being followed. No, Jones insanely sees a car driving behind him on the highway and thinks it's the government. Folks, I was at Bilderberg with people following me as they closed it down at noon. I get in our car and cars and vans follow us off the property and take 7, 8, 9, 10 turns, follow us into parking lots with, you know, big guys getting out. We shot video of it. I mean, this is just another version of what they've done all these years, denying that the Bilderberg Group even existed. Now they have to admit it exists in all the mainstream news, but if they just report on this film, they can then say the film doesn't prove it exists. And I remember I kind of got in a big argument with the C-Think people, and I said, you say this is objective? Well, I don't think it's objective, and I don't trust you, because you're not even saying there's even a Bilderberg Group meeting happening here this weekend. This is the day before Bilderberg arrived, and one of them was acting like it might not even exist. And I said, listen, pal, the Bilderberg Group exists. Stop. I mean, this is so childlike that they're openly in the Time Magazine, Newsweek, hundreds of other major publications announcing world government is good. You'll pay carbon taxes to private bankers. And we have got these people denying it exists. And so, you know what? I welcome the fact that scores of mainstream news publications, the biggest in the country, some of the biggest in the world, New York Times, Washington Post, Variety, Bloomberg, are saying I'm crazy and none of this exists. Because people are going to watch the film, The New World Order, that, as the LA Times said, you know, that I'm, quote, come off as charming, and that we make some points. The LA Times is the only half fair one. It still goes with the same angle, but a little bit slicker. Kind of just dismisses this as people who mean well but are nuts. People are going to read these articles. They're going to watch the film, and then they're going to Google Bilderberg, and they're going to see the world leaders and the kings and queens arriving, and they're going to read Bilderberg Group documents, and they're going to see everything we talk about unfolding, and they're going to go, well, the media lied to me again. The media distorted again. Remember the History Channel hit piece that I knew was a hit piece? When they called my office, I knew it was a hit piece. I had an argument with my producer about it. I said, no, this is a hit piece. But when it came out, they did everything they could to distort what I said, everything they could to make me look bad. It didn't matter. I talked to friends. I talked to family. I talked to everybody. That has woken up so many people who saw that show, saw how one-sided it was, went and looked it up and became 9/11 truthers. Because people instinctively know the mainstream media lies, spins, distorts. And that's why they're allowing half-decent films like New World Order to come out now, because they've got to admit some of it's real to keep any of their credibility. I don't think the guys at C-Think are bad, but I'm not stupid. I know they made us look hokey. I know they distorted the film in a stereotypical way. That's fine. People are going to find out who the real Alex Jones is. They're going to find out who the real Luke Radowski is. They're going to find out who we really are. They're going to go and they're going to look up Endgame and Terror Storm and Road to Tyranny and the Obama deception. So again, as everybody sees this C-Think film, I need articles up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com saying, hey, all you new people coming to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, get Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Find out who Alex Jones really is. Find out what he really has to say. See the full spectrum of his work. Find out who the elite are and what they have in store for you from their own documents. Because everything we talked about years ago, I called out Bill and Melinda Gates, Warren Buffett, I called out Mr. Watson, the head of the Human Genome Project, as a Nazi a year before it came out that he said blacks weren't humans, the guy that ran the IBM Human Genome, the Nobel Prize winner for the double helix, because I'd already read his writings saying get rid of the majority of the population. He's one of the villains in Endgame, and a year after this came out 2 years ago, a year later, it comes out, everything I say. You think I just accuse somebody? Unlike other people, if I accuse somebody of something, I got proof. You think I just get up here on air and say Bayer Pharmaceutical knowingly put HIV and hepatitis in over a million ampules, a factor rate, and knowingly shipped it out, knowing it would kill people for eugenics? They were convicted in court of that. It came out their own internal documents. You see, when you see Endgame, you learn, you know, not only who the elite are, but what their entire global agenda is. This more and more I realize is the most important film I've made. And if you don't have this on DVD, you're insane. People need this. You need to have viewing parties. This needs to be the biggest, hottest film out there. It's huge, but not big enough. Obama deception is important, and it's for newbies. People say, well, I already know everything in Obama deception. That's the whole point. It's for people that don't understand the left-right paradigm's a fraud, a distraction, a diversion. This film is so important. This cracks it all. And I already knew that my film was right. But The film gets more important as time goes on. It's more than evergreen. It isn't just staying evergreen. It's like glowing now. It's putting off sparks now. You know, it just gets more and more important. This is the Rosetta Stone. You want to decode everything. This is my encyclopedic work. All 2 hours and 40 minutes of it. You watch this, you got a handle on everything. This is the film, Endgame. You see the UN building on the cover with that skull? That's what it's all about. You see all those flagpoles with no flags on them? That's what it's all about. The end of sovereignty. And I've committed my life to this. Am I perfect? No. But I'm taking action. I'm doing the best job I can. And the critics be damned. We'll be right back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Tons of financial news and a lot more.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
I tell you, no rest for the wicked. I was just on 93.7 KLBJ with Charlie Hodge for my weekly Freedom Nugget during that four-minute break, during the long break we do once an hour. Okay, I want to break down the economy. I want to break down what's actually happening, the police state. And then later, I'll do this at 2 after Kevin Trudeau leaves. So I found out it's a big fan of PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber. How crazy is that? We actually got contacted through their folks, so I look forward to having him on. And then Billionaire Club in bid to curb overpopulation. America's richest people meet to discuss ways of tackling a disastrous environmental, social, and industrial threat. The group told the Times of London to call them the good group. The good witch. Glinda the good witch. But when the moon comes up, they go, and turn into the bad witch. And in this article, it says, why all the secrecy? They wanted to speak rich to rich without worrying anything they said would end up in the newspapers, painting them as alternative world government. Because, see, there's a world government. They didn't want to be known as the alternative world government. See, they love these little flippant comments that they think the slaves won't get the subtlety to because they've dumbed down the language so much, as Daniel Estlin was talking about earlier. So we're going to go over that and how it ties in with meeting of America's richest. ABC News lied last week and didn't tell the truth. They said it was about helping the poor. I guess killing them means helping them. ABC News reports on secret meeting of the rich, yet ignores Bilderberg completely. The rich get tougher. Shh. It was a secret. That's out of the New York Times. Then who? World Health Organization urges hospitals to join climate change battle. You can't have these expensive, nice hospitals. It's bad for the earth. Literally, that's Reuters. Queensland fluoride overdose info wrong again. The government put too much fluoride in the water. And too much, any of it's bad. And I have all these articles where John Hopkins and the Mayo Clinic and others report that you're 2.9 times more likely to get sick and die of the flu or go to the hospital if you take the flu shot. Of course, that's just the Mayo Clinic. You know, don't listen to them. So we'll be going over all of that because it's so important coming up. Ron Paul joins us every 4 weeks. He's scheduled to be joining us next week sometime. We're nailing that down because his schedule's so fluid. But when he gets on, it's now over 180 sponsors. Last Friday, it was 179. It's over 180. We're nailing down those final numbers. This is very exciting. But what's freaking me out is, and it's got to be COINTELPRO, or just the mass mental illness out there on the internet that Esalen was talking about, and I have noticed, there were hundreds and hundreds of comments on the article Kurt Nemo wrote Saturday. The guy's working 7 days a week, you know, because he's got such passion. Doesn't have to, he just does. And he wrote an article about this, and I appreciate him doing that, and there were hundreds of comments, and about half of them were saying, oh, this is just a setup to get rid of the Fed and set up a new global system. Oh, you know, they'll never get the audit. There's no point. I mean, just defeatist attitude. No, the Fed doesn't want to be audited. The Fed has said it's above the law and can't be audited, which is kind of like a trick. It's saying, don't shoot me. I'm bulletproof. And you shoot the person and they're not bulletproof. You know, I mean, it's a mind game. Or it's like somebody pouring gasoline on themselves and saying, I can't burn. You throw a match to them, they will burn. You know, I mean, you know, that's my little parable about the Federal Reserve. No, they don't want to be audited. Ron Paul gets all sorts of death threats. He has admitted he's in danger doing this. Ron Paul is the real deal, and he's a symbol of liberty and freedom. That's why they tried to destroy him. They couldn't destroy him, so now they're trying to co-opt his message, and it's not working for him either. They know we're the majority. They know that we're waking up, and he's a figurehead, an intelligent, dynamic figurehead, but all of us that are prominent are figureheads. And they're probably building him up to later try to destroy him, but he's so gentlemanly and so calm and focused, it's very hard for them to do, though they've tried. So they know that the majority of activist groups on campuses are now patriots, slash Ron Paul, slash InfoWarriors. They know that we're rising. And, you know, that's what Bilderberg, it came out 2 years ago, and I got confirmed this from Estlin and Tucker. We're really worried about Paul, and they're more worried today. And they're worried about us and the state sovereignty movement. So they spin it as states want to violently secede. No, we're declaring our 9th and 10th Amendment, saying the feds aren't over the states in every issue. 10th and 9th Amendment, read it. So they always want to radicalize things. And there's all these solutions. But for everybody out there, ladies and gentlemen, the Federal Reserve is the regional arm of the global banking system. We need to audit it and expose it and go after it. Then the other spin is, Well, it's already been audited. No, they passed a law to audit how many desks it has, how many pencils it has, but not the money or where the money goes or what they do with it. And the Federal Reserve's on record in front of Congress and saying, we're not going to tell you where the money went. So anybody saying that they tell you where the money goes is a liar. So let's get positive here and move forward, or at least ignore the disinformation agents. This is a positive thing to audit the Fed to point out that it's never been audited. That's positive in and of itself.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
I'm ready for
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us today. Never had him on the show. Kevin Trudeau coming up in about 27 minutes from now. Best-selling author, king of the infomercials. Turned out he's a fan of the show, PrisonPlanet.tv member. Months ago, tried to get in touch with me through ManCal, Mueller, and then I was so busy, never got in touch with him. But we did, and that should be interesting to talk about a host of issues with Kevin Trudeau coming up in T-minus 26 minutes. Very, very excited. Because I like a lot of what he does. That's why the media and the government demonize him. How dare him sell a book saying aloe vera is good for burns or the cranberries are good for your kidneys. I mean, I read his super bestseller, sold millions of copies, Herbal Remedies. And, I mean, it's mainline, the stuff that's, you know, garlic's good for your heart, your immune system. I mean, give me a break, folks. That is coming up with Kevin Trudeau. And we got Judith McGeary coming on here with us in just a moment. Before I do that, I want to encourage everybody, if you want to know what the national identification, animal identification's about, and what the cashless society's about, and what all the land grabbing's about, what the phony environmental carbon taxes are about, and who the New World Order are. This is the film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Also, the film, The Obama Deception, gets into all of that. Very, very important information. Be sure to get The Obama Deception and Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement at InfoWars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, that number is 888-253-3139. Not only do you get films that you're authorized to make copies of for nonprofit educational purposes, you fund our operation that is very, very expensive for us to run. And I spend most of my time just trying to raise the capital to pay for all the bandwidth. Also, we've launched 12 new T-shirts with Patriot messages. In fact, punch that up from PrisonPlanet.tv for folks. People keep asking, how do I network? You wear a Live Free or Die Minuteman shirt, you're going to meet like-minded people walking down the street or at church. You wear a Minuteman Culpepper shirt, you're going to meet like-minded people. You wear a Obama-Bush shirt that says, worst president ever until now, with split views of both presidents' heads, that will wake up the left and the right, because both the left and the right are going to hate somebody on your shirt. The left's going to hate Bush, right's going to hate Obama, and you can explain to them they're being played. It says on the back of the shirt, don't be a sucker. Got the very best seller, the Come and Take It flag, dealing with the Second Amendment. So again, InfoWars.com to order the T-shirts. Go to the secure online Yahoo shopping cart or call toll free to get any of those T-shirts, books, or videos, 888-253-3139. Need to wear your colors, folks. You need to let folks see your colors. And if Homeland Security doesn't like Minutemen, doesn't like Founding Fathers, doesn't like Culpepper flags that half the military uses, that's just their problem. We're going to go to our guest here in just one moment. One more sponsor I wanted to tell all of the listeners about is HomeGain, HomeGain.com. Check them out and see what I'm talking about. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get a free estimate of your home's value. They've got a whole bunch of great free features. They've got my favorite, the Home Sale Maximizer, to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. Check out Max Little Orange Gorilla on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and that links through to HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com. Okay, let's go ahead and go to Judith McGeary, Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance, and we really do appreciate her joining us. And, you know, for folks that don't know who this organization is or don't care about farms and ranches, listen up. This affects everybody. This is the corporate control grid that is taking place. Judith, tell us about the organization and your position there for folks that may not know about that.
Thanks so much for having me on, Alex. I appreciate it.
Thank you for coming on.
Our organization was founded about 3.5 years ago when I left my legal practice and got together with a group of other farmers and ranchers to create it. And the idea is that we need a food supply that is provided by small independent farmers scattered all over this country rather than this huge corporate monopoly that we're rapidly heading towards for our food, which is a basic necessity of life for everybody.
Well, we have the United Nations Population Fund meeting back in 1996 in Beijing, China, and they said, we will use food as a weapon. And they said, we're going to take control of the world's heirloom seeds, their food supplies. We're going to have pharmacological crops that make you take the vaccines every time you eat. People don't know they can engineer that into the crops to grow whatever mind-altering chemical or vaccine they want. They're trying to force the world to take on GMO. They're trying to make a chicken farmer put a $20 tag on a $5 chicken, but then Tyson and others are exempt. They have group tags for every couple hundred chickens. They want you to waive your rights, for those that don't know, with the premises ID. And this is all color of law. I've also read they're buying off the farm and ranch groups, giving them millions of dollars, even to local chapters, to then intimidate their members into doing it. They're arresting as publicity stunts all over the country at the county fair. You'll have the champion pig or horse or goat or steer. And they do this on purpose, I've read, where they'll always do it to the person they pick as the winner. Then they'll say, oh, sorry, on stage, you don't get the blue ribbon now. Then they have the police take you off ground saying you hadn't registered your premises. It's not law, but it's the policy. So they're creating a giant hoax that it's illegal and you've got to do this, just like there's a hoax, you've got to take vaccines. Judith, you're the expert on this. Break it down for us.
Well, the sad thing is, actually, it takes a lot less than that to intimidate most people. The sad truth is they're giving a few hundred thousand out, and they're kicking people out before they ever get to the stage. And people are far too quick to fall in line is the sad reality. What they're talking about is that anyone who owns even one livestock or poultry animal, and this includes anybody out there who wants to raise their own food, who's been looking into the idea of having an independent food source, either that they raise or that they get from their neighbors, has to register with the government, tag each animal, in most cases using the RFIDs or the microchips, and then report their movements to the government within 24 hours. So you're talking about something that would put, you know, someone raising food under more government surveillance than a sex offender.
And they admit, I should add, it started in Australia, as you know. They're now using the Homeland Security NSA military satellites dialed into the land management people. So folks who live in Utah and other places or Colorado where you get harassed by the bureaucrats on your private property, that's now coming to Texas, Kansas, Michigan, Florida. It doesn't matter. And we're not joking. They're forming SWAT teams in all these federal and state groups. They're pulling guns on people at their own ponds, fishing. They're arresting Amish people, you know, arresting people selling eggs on street corners. They've introduced bills to restrict organic farming. In Tulsa, Oklahoma, they're talking about making you get a license to have a home garden. That was in the Tulsa News. I mean, you cannot paint a strong enough picture of how evil and insidious all of this is. I hope the listeners understand this is coming down like a ton of bricks right now.
It's gaining speed fast. I mean, these are plans that they've been working on for literally decades. You know, it's not new. It's not because of mad cow disease or avian flu or swine flu. You know, depending on who you talk to, they come up with a new reason. These plans have been around for decades, but they're really gathering steam now. And there are a lot of folks in Congress who are bound and determined to shove this down our throats. And they're working very hard to create this image of panic, which is if we don't have this, people will be dying. At a recent congressional hearing, one of the chairmen of the subcommittees was literally saying that, you know, if we can't track this better, people will be dying when this food hits.
But then the foreign food is exempt. The foreign food is exempt. So if people think we've already seen an exodus of U.S.-produced food, we've gone from producing 98% of our food to, what, half of it now, and it's going down. And in fact, I should add, and I'm rude, Judith McGeary is executive director of the Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance, is an attorney and small farmer, a B.S. in biology from Stanford University and a J.D. from University of Texas at Austin. And after a clerkship with the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, she practices as an attorney doing a combination of administrative law, litigation, and appeals. So I should add, you're an expert on all this as well.
Well, the thing is, you know, the real expertise comes from handling animals. The real expertise are, you know, it comes from the day-to-day, knowing what it takes to raise food, knowing what it takes to keep animals healthy. And what's amazing to me about this program and about the mentality and the mindset of the people pushing it is this attitude that somehow folks who are locked in an office who wouldn't know one end of a cow from the other somehow can come up with a technological answer that solves everything and takes care of animal health, while the farmers and ranchers obviously don't know anything, you know, according to these guys.
Well, let me just throw a point out here, and then I want to give you the floor and have you break down how far along this is, how we fight it, how we, you know, go up against it. We have a large piece of property we got in 1829 as a Mexican land grant in East Texas, and I don't even really deer hunt anymore because I don't have the time, don't want to have to dress it, deal with it. But every time I'm out with a telescope at night in the front yard of Grandma's old house once a year, you know, trying to look at Saturn, rolling up without lights as a game warden, they jump out, they're rude to you, they boss you around. When I was a little kid out there, you'd see them every once in a while, and they were polite. Now they treat you like you're a piece of filth as a landowner. Now they're popping up everywhere harassing people, and they're getting federal training. Now to get a hunting or fishing license, they run your background, they run your driver's license, everything's a tracking control grid. This is going to put federally controlled local bureaucrats into your farm, checking things without a warrant, with game warden-type powers, no more Fourth Amendment, walking on, saying, I want to see all your cows counted right now, $2,000 fines, and correct me if I'm going from memory, I know you're a lawyer and expert on this, if a cow got struck by lightning and you didn't report it to him, or you sold a cow to a neighbor, or a cow got out and got hit by a car. I mean, this is guilty until proven innocent tyranny over all rural communities.
Absolutely. The specific fines vary from state to state because they're talking about implementing it by state statute. Here in Texas, it's $1,000 per day would be the maximum fine. In Wisconsin, they're currently prosecuting Amish farmers, charging them $5,000 for not registering their property. So it varies from state to state, but either way, it's bad news. I mean,
they're even forcing the Amish. They're even forcing the Amish in. Okay, break down this horror, how bad it is. This affects everybody who's rural and then everybody who lives in the cities. This is literal. Stalin did this in Ukraine, kicking people off the land and controlling it. I mean, China does this. This is hardcore. Pol Pot did this. I mean, this is hardcore. Go ahead.
Well, the thing is, in practical terms, it means that almost no one will be able to raise food animals. The big corporations will be able to. They get group identification, actually for thousands of animals. They can take one of those huge, horrific chicken farms that has, 10,000 or 20,000 birds crammed into a building and give it one ID number. And yet small farmers or anyone trying to raise any kind of food animal or pets even have to individually tag each animal.
That's why we see cities passing laws making you tag your animals like San Marcos. I mean, this is so diabolical, and openly big companies like Archer Daniels, Midland, and Tyson lobbied knowing this is going to shut down the family farm. It's over.
Absolutely. I mean, Tyson's been hip deep in this. All of the big corporations have. And of course, they claim it's food safety, and they pretend that they're providing safe food when the reality is it's the small farmers who you want for your food, safe food supply. And
unbelievable.
What you get is it's so expensive because you're talking electronic tags, and then you're talking about all the infrastructure that comes with it. So scanners and computers and internets and readers and everything else that comes with it. And keep in mind, the last census showed that 48% of farmers don't even have any internet. So
can you imagine having chickens and a game warden type punk in a uniform, but they're hiring nothing but the socialist and phony environmentalist carbon showing up and literally cornering you? You got five chickens right here. You're going to jail, or, here's a $20,000 fine. This is already happening. I'm sorry. Go ahead. It just makes me so angry.
It should make all of us angry. I have to sort of learn not to go crazy over it, because otherwise I'd have been locked up about 3 years ago.
We're going to beat them. Keep going.
We have to beat them, because the reality is if you can't afford to raise food animals, then you stop raising them. And the reality for a lot of people then is they'd lose their land, because if you aren't in ag business, you lose your ag valuation on the land and you can't afford property taxes.
Which if you don't know, I was looking at a piece of property and if it already has an ag exemption, you can go to environmental, preserve. But once you get land and go to environmental, you can't ever go back. And they admit they don't want people farming. They're paying people to not farm. Go ahead.
And so what we'll end up with is a lot of people losing their land, even more, even if they find another option like the environmental exemptions or environmental valuations, many people stopping raising animals for food. And so your only options start becoming the Tysons and the Cargills. We'll have a food supply that is already far too controlled by these companies that will be entirely controlled by these companies.
Unbelievable.
And, at a minimum, what we're talking about is increased cost, lower quality, the sort of things you find in any monopoly. That's the best case scenario.
Unbelievable.
Worst case scenario, it goes downhill from there, because food is what you need to survive. And we don't want to have to be dependent on multinational corporations for basic necessity of life.
And then they can force you to buy their GMO products. And I'm sure you've seen accompanying this, you're a lawyer, the bill they've got introduced to basically crack down and restrict organic farming. This is getting wild.
They're actually, the scary thing is there are about six bills in Congress right now, all under the heading of food safety. And all of them contain provisions for what's called like best management practices or best scientific risk analysis, different terms, but they basically boil down to the agencies telling people how to farm.
Yeah, turning hordes of control freak, carbon footprint eugenicists loose on the people. What does the war map look like right now? How bad is it? I know we're having victories and defeats. How do we defeat them?
Well, right now there's a big opening because the USDA is holding listening sessions all around the country. And I'm not holding my breath that USDA is actually listening. In fact, I bet they aren't. But the point is, if we get huge crowds there and overwhelmingly at meeting after meeting after meeting, people there say, we don't want this, stop it. That's how we hopefully get mainstream press attention. We start reaching out to the Congress, putting pressure on them. So even, whether USDA is listening or not is almost irrelevant. What we need crowds at these meetings.
And I was listening to Derry Brownfield this morning, and he said he's gone to meetings and talked to people that are at them. He said you'll have 500 people against this, but five or six people for it, and they're all the local Farm Bureau heads who openly have gotten money from the feds and others, literally like 20 pieces of silver.
Oh, absolutely. At the last week we had the listening session here in Texas. Huge crowd, person after person after person from every walk of life, including people who have technological backgrounds and understand the technology, standing up and saying, don't do this. It's a bad program. We don't want it. And then the handful of people who spoke for it were the Texas Dairymen Association, whose parent organization has gotten money, the pork producers, whose parent organization has gotten money, and that was about it, you know?
Yeah, well, these are big monopoly men. The dairy folks want a monopoly, so they want to shut down small dairies. The pork people want to shut down the small operators. Folks, this is do or die. These are offshore corporations coming in and turning hardcore control freaks loose on you. And I've met these DNR people and others. Almost every one of them are right out of 1940 Russia. I mean, these are like Stalinists. Stay with us.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Larry Ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing worse than paying giant property taxes on your own land and having these government bureaucrats come out with their badges and their guns and bug their eyes out at you. And I'm not against people with long hair and ponytails. It's just that I've seen it a lot. They show up, they're looking at everything you got, and they want your land. All over the country, we've got the phony environmentalists moving into farms and ranches they steal and harass. Or they'll claim you got pot on your property and come in and shoot you. There've been a lot of famous cases of that. And you're saying, well, I'm not like that. I'm a good cop. Well, whatever. It's on record what's going on. And it's just like the sheriff of Nottingham. It's feudalism. It's serfdom. Got her for about another 10 minutes. Then Kevin Trudeau's coming up. We really appreciate her. And I got to get Judith McGeary on for a full hour because I get so mad about what's happening. I keep interrupting going, and this is happening and that's happening. And she could talk for an hour on each point I'm making. She's such an expert on this and such a great lady. But give out the website for folks that want to find out more. Tell them what else is happening, how we fight this, where it's going.
Our website is farmandranchfreedom.org. That's farmandranchfreedom.org. And there's a section on take action. And if you aren't going to read anything else on there, go straight to that section. You can download flyers. You can download, you know, frequently asked questions. You can do all sorts of stuff. Because the key is getting the word out. I mean, the problem we've got is when you go to these meetings or you go to a county fair or any place, 90% of the people you talk to are against it. But also, you go to a lot of places and 50 or 60 or 70% of the people have never even heard about it. And certainly when you go into the cities, it's even fewer people who've heard about it. And that's our problem. The problem is they can push things through based on, you know, feel-good sound bites, that this is a food safety program, things like that. And people don't know any better. And so education and reaching out to people is where we really need help.
Judith, you know what's killing our communities? Is not just all this foreign bad food coming in that has no standards, and then all our food has higher and higher standards, and every time foreign food causes a health problem, they try to blame it on domestic. This is clearly a globalist model, as you know. But all the rural areas have got satellite dishes. They're watching TV. They're not down, you know, at the coffee shop talking. They're not involved. They have disconnected, and they're going to lose their communities if they don't get fired up and involved right now.
Absolutely. And I think there's a lot of pessimism in the rural communities. I think they feel, a lot of the rural communities feel that there's no point, that they no longer have a voice in the government because they're so outnumbered by the cities. And so they've given up, a lot of folks. You know, even if they stay on their farms, even if they're still trying to keep their farm together, in terms of activism, in terms of civic involvement, they've thrown up their hands. And we've got to get the city folks involved. This is about a food supply.
How did the land of the free, home of the brave, turn into a bunch of cowards that just roll over on their backs with their belly facing up towards the buzzards? I mean, I'm challenging people in the city, in the rural areas, all of you, to educate yourselves on this seminal key issue and to get aggressive and kick some New World Order. But this is outrageous what they're trying. You're saying get the cities involved. How do we do that?
We need letters to the editor. We need people to hit the local farmers markets. We need people to hit co-ops. We need people to go to health food stores. I mean, any place you can think of where people are a little bit away, you know, just a little bit paying attention to their food, to their health, to these kinds of issues, that's an opening. Take it. Point out to them, okay, you care about food, then you better start paying attention because you're not going to have these options anymore. You're not going to have the local farmers. You're not going to have the organics and the GMO-free if we don't do something to stop the corporate takeover of our food supply.
Do five more minutes with us. We're going to have you back in the near future. We'll give out the website again for folks on the other side. And Kevin Trudeau is joining us. If you're driving along in your pickup truck in East Texas or in Fredericksburg, Texas, or in Kansas City, Missouri, out there on your farm, or in Northern California on your vineyard, I'm calling you out, mister, you in the pickup truck right now. You get up off your butt and defend America. You defend our heritage now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Many studies have shown that the majority of Americans are deficient in minerals. Deficiency in any one of the more important minerals actually results in disease.
Go to RawOrganicVeganSuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that are designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the link on PrisonPlanet.com to see some of the amazing products available. Folks, you've got to try this. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and truly sustainable agriculture. Many foods today have herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, and insecticides that were not intended for human consumption. Go to RawOrganicVeganSuperfoods.com today and see some of the amazing products available. You are what you eat, so eat what your body needs. Remember to go to RawOrganicVeganSuperfoods.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's not enough for the control freaks to come on bossing you around about snail darters or bats or whatever they're... I mean, they've caught the feds planting species all over the U.S. that aren't endangered. I mean, this is a criminal group who wants your property. Criminals run the government. Judith McGeary, she is just a great lady. We've got her on with us, farmandranchfreedom.org. She's the executive director. Very honored to have her. This is the premier group. You need to get involved. Need to financially support them. Need to get up off your butts. I mean, our tens of thousands of years of heritage as farmers and ranchers is being destroyed, and this affects everybody. This is a paramilitary takeover of our society, just like they're doing in Africa, like they're doing in Europe. You can't put up with this crap. All right, Judith, you got 4 minutes. I'm going to sit back and shut up if I can. Call to arms. I'm calling people out. What does a good old boy who is in East Texas listening right now, or a guy running a vineyard in Northern California, or a chicken farm in Oregon, what do they do right now to fight this?
First step, like I said, is educate your community. And let me say, by the way, actually, I'm going to do a call to action of my own, because I've talked to quite a few folks who I know are your listener, who are also listeners of yours. And I hear things like, yeah, it's terrible, and I'm going to go hide someplace and raise my own food. Folks, that's not the answer. Because guess what? By the time they finish rounding up everybody else and have driven all of the existing farmers out of business, and you can't buy things at the feed store, and you can't get a vet to come out to your property without this, and everything else, you're not going to be able to hide from it. And I was actually very frustrated at the Austin meeting because a couple of people dodged coming because they didn't want to put their name down on record. And we need to get past that. We really need people to stand up and be willing to go on record because they're going to come for me and they're going to come for Alex and they're going to come for a lot of other people long before they ever come for you. So, you know, get your name on record and be willing to stand up.
They have special units the feds pay for in rural areas for radicals that organic farm and don't want to follow orders. I mean, this is happening. We got to all stand up now or we're all going to hang separate.
Absolutely. So having done that and gotten it off my chest, first step is educating your community. Go to the coffee houses and talk to folks. Go to hang out at the feed store. Put flyers up at the sales barn. In the cities, hit the health food stores and the co-ops. Get the word out. Then what you do is, like USDA is holding these listening sessions. If there's one near you, go to it. We've got those listed on our website. If you really can't make it in person, you can still submit comments, written comments. They go on the record. And send a copy to your congressmen, your state legislators, your county commissioners. You know, it's one set of comments. It doesn't take you very long.
I believe farmers should put up 1 to 10 watt micro FMs that go out a few miles and put Genesis programming on or do their own shows. We need to get aggressive and create our own media as well. How about a little local newspaper? How about farmers make their own little newsletter and take your material and others and get it out each week?
That's a fantastic idea. That would be wonderful. And you know what? A lot of local newspapers will print stuff that you provide because they're so short-staffed that unless they're completely controlled, you know, if it's actually a small local one, a lot of times if you go in with an article, they'll print it. So, you know, start feeding them that information. And I love those ideas.
Yeah, we were doing that with the toll roads. And then the toll road company bought over 100 Texas newspapers on the corridors to shut that down, showing the power. So, folks, if you take action, decide to kick butt, nothing can stop you. Judith McGeary, farmandranchfreedom.org, executive director. In the last 45 seconds, other key points.
This is our food supply. There are no other options. There's no way around this. The only way to protect our ability to eat and to have a choice in what we eat is by taking this on.
God bless you. I want to get you up for a full hour, and anybody else you recommend, maybe some of the farmers and people being arrested for selling eggs on street corners or watermelons being arrested. We've had some of them on. I mean, this is tyranny, folks. This is the opposite of freedom, and it's being done for control. Judith McGeary, we'll talk to you again soon. God bless you and the key work you're doing.
Thank you, Alex.
You bet. Kevin Trudeau coming up. He's being persecuted as well. Stay with us.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, he joins us from Germany, but he hails from the United States. He's Kevin Trudeau. He really doesn't need any introduction. This is the guy I remember many, many years ago, more than a decade ago, national TV spots exposing Ritalin is hurting children, shrinking their brains, attacking their hearts. Now they have to admit that on the drug insert. Prozac-type drugs causing psychotic behavior. I mean, this guy has really done so much good, putting out books on all the documented herbal things that have been known to help the body for thousands of years. And he's in a landmark case right now in appeals court where they're trying to say he has no First Amendment. They're also saying that with the Hillary movie. That was in the Washington Post saying, oh, no First Amendment. This case is deciding whether you can criticize Hillary Clinton. And we have the fairness doctrine they want for the internet. We have the Cyberbullying Act saying if someone says you hurt their feelings, a federal felony. I mean, this is really happening. And Kevin Trudeau is just giant. I always said, oh, I like Kevin Trudeau around the office, but thought, oh, he's so busy, I won't try to get him on. And then found out through ManCal that Mr. Trudeau was familiar with PrisonPlanet.tv and I was aware of what we do. So maybe we'll get him to talk about that a little bit later because I'm flattered and interested in how he found out about us. But joining us from Germany is Kevin Trudeau, who's an absolute giant when it comes to exposing corruption and funding himself to be able to do that. You know, doing good moral things and becoming successful, that is the American way, and that's why they're coming after him. Kevin Trudeau, great to have you here, sir.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on, Alex.
You bet. You know, I don't. You don't like talking about yourself, but for people that don't know all the things you've done, break down all the great things you've done, and then now how they're coming against you and all of our free speech.
Well, my books now have sold over 50 million copies. My biggest book was Natural Cures They Don't Want You to Know About. That was number one on the New York Times bestseller list 26 weeks in a row. It actually was the number one selling book in America. It beat Harry Potter, and that's never been done in history, especially it's a nonfiction book. But way back when, in 1989, I went on TV, as you'd mentioned earlier, with a program called Mega Memory. I founded the American Memory Institute, which became the largest memory training school in the world. And I was teaching children how to improve their memory so they could do better in school. And a guy named Sean Shanahan had a reading program called Hooked on Phonics because he was upset that they were taking, the Department of Education was taking phonics out of the schools, dumbing down our kids. So he was teaching kids how to read by teaching them phonics, which they should have been taught in the schools. I was teaching them memory training so they could remember more information and have a higher self-esteem and do better. And I exposed that the Department of Education put a mandate out the school system saying the more kids you get on Ritalin, the ADD drug, you're going to be benefited financially. We'll pay you $500 for every child you get on Ritalin. So the school system started drugging the kids, basically making them brain dead and putting them on psychotic drugs. They were taking phonics out of the schools, dumbing them down so they're illiterate, and I was exposing this. Guess what happened? I got sued by the Federal Trade Commission for false and misleading advertising, even though of the $400 million worth of memory courses that I sold, there were no complaints. And I had federal judges, I had politicians bought the program, said it was great, but the FTC was mandated to shut me up. They are.
By the way, Kevin, I bought your system when I was in like junior high or high school, and I already had a great memory. Certainly improved what I was doing. It's a free country. I'm allowed to buy your product, even if it's crap. Which, by the way, it's not. That's why you're so successful, is because you do sell a lot of great stuff. That's my right. And now they're even going after Cheerios, saying it'll lower your cholesterol. You know, a diet rich in this. I mean, this is really a tyranny.
It really is suppression of the free flow of information, because if people bought, let's say, my program, Mega Memory, now they sued Sean Shanahan with Hooked on Phonics and bankrupted the guy. Luckily, I had the funding to fight back. Now, my companies over the last few years have done around $3 billion in sales, so I've been very lucky to have the financial backing to say, no, you're not going to win. Now, we'll talk about the fact that I just got fined $37 million, which I'm fighting in the appeals court. Luckily, that didn't break me. It's not going to change my lifestyle, but I am, of course, fighting that in the appeals court. The bottom line is the federal government wants to suppress the free flow of information, and they do it by intimidation and scaring people to keep them quiet. They don't want people to know the truth about natural cures. They don't want them to know the truth about the dangers of psychotic drugs. They don't want them to know the truth about what's happening with the money supply. They don't want them to know the truth about the fact that the food supply in America is so depleted of nutritional value. I'll tell people, I'm in Europe right now. I know what an apple tastes like. I know what a cucumber tastes like. I know what a carrot tastes like. If you're living in America, you don't know what those things taste like anymore, because the depletion of the soil in U.S. is beyond comprehension. You'd have to eat, Dr. Emanuel Sharaskin said this 15 years ago. He said you'd have to eat five times as much food to get the same nutritional value. than your grandparents did just 20 or 30 years ago.
You know, Kevin Trudeau, I was just talking to the head of a farm and ranch organization last hour. The feds are openly saying they're going to shut down most of the family farms and ranches. And the big agribusiness, they're exempt from all this. They wrote it. And, you know, how dare you or somebody else put out a book or a video exposing them? I guess the feds will just sue you now. We were talking during the break. Can you specifically tell the listeners what you told me, that in this court case they're saying, and now in other court cases, that there is no First Amendment and that they're trying to set the precedent to literally fine or arrest people they don't like?
Right. For 35 years, the Federal Trade Commission had a doctrine called the Mirror Image Doctrine. And what it said is any person can write a book about anything, and that person can then talk about it and express their opinions. And if they do that, the Federal Trade Commission won't go after them for false and misleading advertising. Because of my book, my most recent book was called The Weight Loss Cure They Don't Want You to Know About, where I exposed a cure for obesity that was discovered in 1959 by Dr. Simeons, a British MD, and it has been suppressed all these years. And I wrote the book, sold millions of copies. Hundreds of thousands of Americans did the program, found it to be easy, and virtually a cure for obesity. You lose the weight and it never comes back, because Simeons found the cause of obesity. Well, when I wrote this book, I said in the book that the Federal Trade Commission and the FDA is designed to protect the profits of the major corporations. They're protecting lap band surgery, gastric bypass surgery, and this most horrible drug called Ally, which is just, you have to wear diapers if you take it because you crap your pants. And if you take it, ooh, you'll lose 4 pounds every 6 months. It doesn't even do anything for weight loss, but the companies, the drug companies are making billions. When I wrote this book, it was so popular that the drug companies forced the FTC to sue me, and the FTC said, we are canceling our mirror image doctrine. We now are saying that it's our legal right as a federal agency to attack authors if we don't like what they write in their books. And authors who say their opinions can be sued by the government. So they sued me, stating that my opinions in my book were wrong. They didn't like my book.
Well, and take Irwin Schiff. Irwin Schiff wrote a book saying the IRS is a fraud, a collection agency for the private Federal Reserve, which is true. But regardless, if it was a lie, he still has a right to write it. The judge told him, don't issue that book anymore, don't print anymore. He did. They arrested him, tried him. He's in prison for the book. And you know, they're telling the makers of the Hillary movie they're not allowed to put that out. They've, as I said earlier, they've introduced bills to restrict free speech. I mean, they are really scared of what people are saying and doing right now, or they wouldn't be moving like this against the First Amendment. I think they've bitten off more than they can chew. I think this is going to blow up in their face. You know, the New Freedom Initiative's internal documents came out in 2006, as I'm sure you know, saying the plan by the FDA and the schools is to get half the kids on Ritalin and Prozac classes of drugs, up from 15%. And that it is all just a business operation, and they were given campaign money to do it. Now, that was released by one of the board members, made the news, not big news. There is the evidence of criminal activity. It's okay to push deadly drugs on kids, but you don't dare tell them the Cheerios might be good for them.
Correct. And the point that people listening need to understand is that the federal government, specifically agencies like the Federal Trade Commission and the Food and Drug Administration, these agencies are not protecting the United States citizens. These agencies are protecting the profits of the corporations that donate the most money to the political campaigns. That's the fact. And here's a perfect example about this. The FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, routinely sues companies for false and misleading advertising. If you look at the last 5 years, they've sued small independent companies, and they always have the same MO. They go into court. They never call the company in advance. They rush into court secretly and demand that the judge freeze all personal and corporate assets of the company, which the judge grants 99% of the time.
So now they don't have money to defend themselves.
Bankrupting the company, okay? That's number one. Now, when they did that to me, I was the first person where the judge didn't freeze the assets. And even if they did, corporate and personal, they could only freeze U.S. assets. And because they have companies in 60 countries around the U.S., around the world, we had a defense team lined up from all over the globe to handle the case. But the FTC and the FDA has never sued a drug company for false and misleading advertising. They don't sue them, even though the FDA itself has said repeatedly that advertising for drugs is blatantly false and misleading because it makes people believe the drugs are more effective than they are and safer than they are.
Kevin, hold on. Stay there. We got a break. Yeah, they have drug ads where they don't even say what the drug does. It just says, ask your doctor. And then you find out the drug makes you have a heart attack and die, and the crazy zombies run out and buy it. But Kevin Trudeau, he's bad, saying, take vitamins. Oh, he's so evil. Gotta stop him.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237, extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237, extension 115, to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237, extension 115, for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Since 1991, The 7 Store has been helping you prepare in the event of an emergency. The 7 Store is unlike any company you have ever seen, offering a complete line of products that will prepare you for any catastrophe. At The 7 Store, we do something very different for our customers. Out of hundreds of preparedness companies in the United States, we are the only one who offers the most complete variety of preparedness items. From storable food, survival, terror and pandemic kits, water storage and self-reliant items, The 7 Store is your place for preparedness. The 7 Plan, our 46-page preparedness guidebook, is your go-to guide to help you prepare for the unexpected. You can get this book with no purchase or obligation absolutely free. For more information, please visit us online at the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call us today at 888-654-3447. That's 888-654-3447.
Okay, Kevin Trudeau for the rest of the hour with us. Just talking to him again during the break. I'll ask that question on air. What are you doing over in Germany right now, Kevin Trudeau?
Well, I've been in Europe for a couple months. My friend is the Crown Prince in Bahrain and invited me to the Formula One, so I kind of started the trip there. And, of course, Bilderberg is in Greece. I have friends who are part of that organization. The Global Climate Change Summit is going on in Copenhagen, so I had to shoot up there to meet some people and find out what the real scoop is behind the scenes that you're not hearing about on the news. The Formula One was in Monte Carlo, which is always a good fun, and of course, and a lot of people come to the film festival in Cannes. So during this time of year, I like to be in Europe because I can meet a lot of people, get a lot of background information, a lot of behind the scenes inside information. I'll tell you what, some of the conversations you have on the 200-foot yachts, off the coast of Monaco, you can't believe what really goes on behind closed doors. And this is what you're exposing, Alex. I'm a big fan of your documentary work. You know, I watched Endgame years ago when it first came out, the Obama deception. If people haven't watched that, they need to watch that, both of those documentaries, to really understand what's going on. And the fact is, people are being misled. And once you know, once you have your eyes open, now you're empowered and you can do things that you need to do to make your life better and protect your financial future for you and your family.
And the establishment, when they had all the media sewed up, and you're really the pioneer of alternative media, I can't think of anybody who, before the internet age, had gone out there, gotten his alternative ideas out, and been successful in the marketplace of ideas, and they want to cheat with a rigged table here and not allow your information to come out and everybody else's information to come out. That just reeks of defeat by the establishment. Can you comment on that? And then I've got to pump you for info. You say you know folks in Bilderberg. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I'll give you a lot of information. I happen to have a lot of inside connections all around the world, also in Malaysia and China, and many of these people are members of royal families, which there's a reason why I know a lot of these people. I've just been very fortunate over the years to make these connections and have these contacts. But when I was on with Matt Lauer, I was on the Today Show. It was live. And Matt thought he was going to blast me because of my book, Natural Cures. And the first question he said is, you know, you're not a doctor. What qualifies you to write the book, Natural Cures? And I says, Matt, one of your good friends is Donald Trump. He's just filed bankruptcy 3 times. What qualifies him to write a book on how to be a successful businessman? And it was complete silence, and Matt didn't know what to say. The rest of the interview went very, very well. And I really had good comebacks from Matt. Well, right after that interview, I was immediately canceled on Larry King.
Oh.
And the senior exec, and Larry King called me and he said, Kevin, I'm really sorry, but they said that you can do Paula Zahn because she can edit you, but they don't want you live anymore. They're just afraid of what you're going to say.
I've been told the same thing about myself by a lot of producers. They'll set me up and then it gets canceled. And they say, we're only allowed to do tape with you, I guess because they've got to have a rigged stack deck again.
Yeah, again, people don't understand the information you're getting in the major media, and you've said this, the people are actors, they're reading a teleprompter. I was on with Donnie Deutsch, and Donnie says, hey, I'm so happy. When I was on NBC, by the way, he said, you know, Katie Couric's a big fan, you know, you gotta make sure you give her a signed book. I signed probably 50 books for people there. But he said, but on television, we have a certain agenda we have to promote. And this is what people don't realize. I was on Fox with Bill O'Reilly and Judge Napolitano. They tell you in advance, we are told we have to take this viewpoint. And the information people are getting from the mainstream media is so skewed. I would tell everyone, stop watching the news on television. Just shut it off. You are being brainwashed beyond belief. Listen to Alex's show, go to Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and .tv. Get the information from the alternative sources that don't have the filters. You're getting truthful information here, and with the truthful information, with your eyes open, you can make intelligent decisions, and you'll do better in your life.
We're talking to Kevin Trudeau, the king what would you call it, alternative news and information?
Well, you know, I've been called the king of infomercials because I did $3 billion just from infomercials in America, selling my mostly books on television, and I've been the only guy to be able to sell books on TV. 50 million copies of my books have been sold. My most recent book is called Recession Cures, which is coming out soon.
Yeah, we're about to break. I want to talk about that because you wrote books many, many, a decade ago about the scams with credit cards, the scams with the predatory lending, where all this was going. Some of the websites are naturalcures.com. We'll give you all the contact info for Kevin Trudeau. Long segment coming up, and then I'm going to pump you for Bilderberg info. Just an amazing interview here live right now with Kevin Trudeau. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Many studies have shown that the majority of Americans are deficient in minerals. Deficiency in any one of the more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that are designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the link on prisonplanet.com to see some of the amazing products available. Folks, you've got to try this. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and truly sustainable agriculture. Many foods today have herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, and insecticides that were not intended for human consumption. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see some of the amazing products available. You are what you eat, so eat what your body needs. Remember to go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Well, Kevin Trudeau needs no introduction. And I've seen a lot of his books, read several of them, you know, got his mega memory thing decades ago and just found it all to be really great info. But even if it was all a bunch of baloney, he has a right to sell it, to write it, to say it. But it is because he's exposing Ritalin first and exposing the credit card companies first. I mean, first and in a big way. He's the guy everybody imitates. That's why they're going after the big daddy, the big kahuna. And that's why even if you don't like Kevin Trudeau, most people I know love him, you need to support him because we all hang together, as the founding father said, or we hang separate. Now, I'm intrigued by Bilderberg, Michael Trudeau, because Daniel Estulin, he has several people he knows in Bilderberg, people he calls attendees, not members. And I know he's not making it up because this, I have some other inside sources, and I believe Danny. But he talks about how a lot of them don't like what's going on. It's about 25 people at the very top of that are steering it, but they're networking as elitist. And so you're saying you know some Bilderberg Group people, but then you mentioned to me George Soros, quite a stinker there, who's bragged he's having, quote, a great crisis. So, I mean, if the New World Order, this global system, from your research, you know, as a multi-billionaire internationally known who does jet set around talking to all these people, who is the New World Order? Where are they going? What's their main goal? And any inside info from Bilderberg 2009?
Well, the specific goal is when you sit down with these people, and I've traveled the world with these guys, you know, they really, I would say they're not, you know, they're not Dr. Evil. They're not sitting there planning on wiping out the population. In a weird way, they think what they're doing is for the best for everyone. But they do categorically believe there's two classes of people on planet Earth. There is the ruling elite class, and they do believe, and, you know, Henry Ford talked about this, Andrew Carnegie at the turn of the century talked about this, and throughout history. They do believe that through genes and DNA, even Donald Trump has said it over and over again, you have to have good genes, otherwise you're not going to make any money. They believe it's genetic. And so they believe there's two classes of people, that there's a ruling class by genetics that are powerful enough and genetically designed to rule the other people that are nothing more than the worker bees. That's really what they believe. Now, right? Or, I mean, I'm telling you, that's where they're at.
But and now, so, because they have robotics, as Bill Joy, head of Sun Microsystems, said in the April 2000 issue of Wired, the future doesn't need us. The elite want to get rid of us. Now, I know with you, they're not going to come out and say, hey, we want to wipe everybody out. But I have ABC News here and Times of London, billionaire club and bid to curb overpopulation.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I've been sitting on the boats off the coast of Barbados with the guys who basically said we need to get two-thirds of the dumb people off the planet. I mean, I've been in the meetings, and it wasn't in an evil way. It's a matter-of-fact kind of way that they think it's for the benefit of planet Earth and themselves.
Oh, yeah, they're committed. They've said this is bad genetics. They're passing it on. They're lazy. Here's my next question, and after you finish what you're about to say, it's just, this is so intriguing. This conversation we're having is blowing me away. And I always have done this, you know, as a quote journalist, they say this is off record. People know I don't ever break off the record meetings. I've met with major CEOs, biggest Hollywood people there are, you know, just huge. And they go, Alex, you try to warn them, and look, some listen, most don't. They want to be slaves. They want to die. You know, join us. You're smart. You're good. You know, that's the sales pitch, is that the slaves don't want to be free. But if that was the case, they wouldn't be trying to keep you and me from reaching the people. So it's an overall fraud. But I've had them, you know, at petty level. I'm not like a multi-billionaire like you, who's so much more successful telling the truth. But I've had them offer me millions of dollars and promise more if I'd sell out. So A, finish up with their mindset, and then B, have they tried to buy you off?
Well, they're not concerned, quite frankly, so much with spreading the word because, as you just said, their belief is no one's going to listen anyway. So who cares? It's like, you know, you're more of an annoyance than anything. But actually, they believe that what you're doing and what I'm doing is, in a way, to their benefit because we're desensitizing people to these realities.
Yes, absolutely.
And so I've been told that's why I still get invited on the yachts.
Yeah, I've been told that too. And yeah, wow, unbelievable.
But in terms of economics, you know, I mentioned to you after break that I was talking to George Soros. He says, you know, and I know a lot of this inside information as well. We're making more money now because of the crisis than you would imagine. I mean, we had bank stocks shorted huge in the fall before they all crashed 90%. I mean, the fortune we made just shorting the bank stocks was off the charts. I mean, that was the simplest, goofiest thing in the world. When I wrote my book, Debt Cures, almost 3 years ago, I was the first guy on national TV to say, look, everyone's a moron. This consumer lending is going to explode. The housing market's going to crash. Foreclosures are going to go through the roof. And what, at Bilderberg, we talked about is, the fact that the media is so, you don't even have to do anything to the guys on CNBC or MSNBC. They're so stupid. 75% of Americans in the next 2 to 5 years are going to lose their job, get a reduction in pay, or go from full-time to part-time.
It's designed changing our standard of living for the New World Order. Kevin, did I hear you correctly? Were you at Bilderberg?
Yeah, I was in Greece. And because I have friends who were there. I'm right now, by the way, you're not going to believe where I'm at. I'm in Rotteck-Egan, Germany, which is where Bilderberg had their meeting a few years ago at the same hotel, the Sea Hotel Uberfahrt.
So you're hanging out with the Crown Prince, and you're telling me you were in a capillary sub-meeting of Bilderberg, because I know they have those, or I know you're not supposed to say. You're just letting me know you were in the area.
All I can say, I was in the area, and many of the people that were there and our members are, in fact, people that I converse with on a regular basis.
Now, I noticed that big palace with three hotels they shut down was right off the bay with all the yachts.
Yeah.
So I guess you were back and forth.
The yachts are great.
What about, what's on them is even better, huh?
but here's the funny thing, and people listening, all people, if you know the inside scoop of things, making money is the easiest thing in the world to do. That's why guys like, I mean, the economic downturn doesn't affect people at the highest levels.
Exactly. Let me tell you a short story. This is an incredible interview. I met my in-laws yesterday for, Memorial Day, eating lunch, and I explained to him about gold and silver trading and about the business. And I said, all you do is basically the opposite of what the mainstream media says to do. And I was telling him 6 years ago at that table, I said, buy gold and silver. Silver's at $5. Gold's at $300. It's going to go up in the next 5-6 years to close to $1,000 or higher. And they go, no, we remember you telling us that, but still they won't listen. And I mean, that's what's so frustrating is that's why it's such a joke to the elite. You can even tell the public the media is lying to them. They don't want to believe it.
No, they don't want to believe it. It's really comical. But let me give you asked earlier about the groups, both Bilderberg, Council on Foreign Relations, and a bunch of other groups. There's in these circles, I would suggest to you that there are two factions, a small faction and a big faction. The big faction categorically believes that they are genetically superior than the rest of the population. But there is a small faction, and this faction are the ones that are feeding me information, probably Daniel Estelin information, and so forth. This small faction are people that really have come to the conclusion that some people are smarter than others. Some people are more talented than others. Some people are more, motivated to work hard than others. Some people are lazy. Some people aren't. But everyone should be allowed to succeed or fail based on their own choices and initiative. There shouldn't be two classes. There always will be, but everybody should have the same opportunity. And that's where there's a split and a division right now at the highest levels.
Now, I've been told that it's mainly the younger crowd, and by that, kind of like the Google CEOs and people who are elitist, but they say, come on, we don't have to wipe everybody out, and let's give people a chance. And then there's kind of the old Rockefeller faction that is, I'm 94, launch the operation immediately.
Yeah, and I'll tell you the reason why you're 100% correct there. If you look at the older crowd, they married only within themselves in that crowd. If you remember, you watched the movie Titanic, you had the first class cabin, and the people who were on the first class deck never mingled ever. You didn't even shake hands with somebody who wasn't first class. And so throughout history, you married and you socialized only with people who were of the same, quote, genetic or DNA structure. Now, there is a lot more mingling of classes, and therefore you get the Google guys or Michael Dells, people that aren't, that were born on the opposite side of the tracks but are making some serious money, and they're not, quote, the right DNA. They're not the right genetics to the older crowd, like the Rockefellers and so forth. And so that's where you have the division, and that's where you have the split. And it's a very interesting time because some of these conversations, and I've been in these conversations, are really thought-provoking and intriguing conversations. I believe that, look, if you have 1,000 people, give everybody the same chance, everybody the same information, because guess what? The smart ones who really want to work hard will succeed more than the other people. But everybody should have the same opportunity.
Well, again, we're talking to Kevin Trudeau. Just an amazing interview here. Very, very excited to have you on the show. Dealing with Bilderberg, any other information that came out, anything else you can tell us that you weren't, you know, told to be secretive about?
Well, I think what people really need to understand is in America, for the next 2 to 5 years, here's what's going to happen. Number one, there's going to be an increased number of people losing their jobs, going from full to part-time, or getting a reduction in pay. So 75% of the people in the next 2 to 5 years are going to have less money coming in. Taxes and fees are going to go up. So more money's going out, okay? There is going to be a level of inflation, and that's still going to be controlled by the Fed, but there is going to be some type of inflation. It's undecided whether they want the inflation to be so rampant where the U.S. dollar no longer becomes the monetary supply of the world, the reserve currency. That's still being debated because, quite frankly, China wants their dollar to be the reserve currency. And is keep in mind, Bilderberg is owning North America and Europe. And there's another group in a different faction in Southeast Asia. And I've been down there. They're at odds. It's a very interesting.
Who are the Arabs mainly allied with, Europe and the U.S.?
The Arabs are allied with themselves.
Yeah.
They're 100%, I just was there in Bahrain. Basically, they're themselves. It's oil. They know they got about 50 years left, so they're diversifying into banking. You know, you've said it on the show so many times. The first number one way to control the planet or control everything is control the money, and that's control the banks. So that's always number one. The other factor, there's another factor that was discussed at the meeting in Greece, and that is something that no one's talking about. And me and a buddy of mine knew about this 4 years ago, and we've been really heavily invested in this. Water.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you notice European and other companies will pay 10, 15 times what reservoirs and aquifers are worth. They are grabbing it all up, aren't they?
Yes. Water is the next oil. Because if you control the water supply and the water flows, you have even more control than you do with oil.
Well, here's an example. Boone Pickens doesn't want to put air systems, the windmills, up in the panhandle of Texas to actually create energy because the lines have to be run so far that you lose the power through the lines. So if you do the equations, it's not going to make money. It's not going to supply any power with the wind energy. But the biggest aquifer in the U.S. is right there. And if you read the deals he signed, it's really all about getting control of that ocean of water that's as big as the state of Texas.
Correct. And it's very interesting when you the last James Bond movie was all about this great, wonderful, quote, environmentalist, who in fact was the evil villain trying to control the water. I think it was Bolivia or something in the movie. But believe me, when you watch movies, Hollywood is used categorically, and this has been documented throughout history, as the way to begin to desensitize people to different concepts. I mean, do you remember back in the old days, a guy would be at a firing squad, and they would say, and this is a black and white movie, they would say, do you have any last requests? Yeah, I want a cigarette. Wait a minute, a cigarette is your last request?
That was programming product placement for a cigarette.
Of course. I mean, okay, Alex, what's your last request? It's probably not going to be a cigarette.
Well, what do you want after sex in all the movies? They want a cigarette. I mean, that's like Edward Bernays was paid to say bacon had to go with eggs in the morning. Nobody ate bacon. It was kind of like a junk thing used for cooking in stews.
Exactly.
But now,
and cognac. Cognac is from the grape skins that they threw away.
Exactly. So they create markets. They create markets. You know, Kevin Trudeau, So you're hanging out with Bilderberg. So who's coming after you here in the States? The bigger special interests, the drug companies that don't want you exposing them?
Yeah, well, when I wrote the book Natural Cures, They Don't Want You to Know About It, I was the first guy to say something, which is heresy. I said drug companies don't want to cure disease. All they want to do is sell drugs. Drug companies are publicly traded corporations who the offices and directors have a legal responsibility, a fiduciary legal responsibility to increase shareholder value. If a drug company's goal was to eliminate all disease, they'd all be bankrupt. And I pointed that out. And I pointed that out that they're publicly traded companies. They have to increase drug usage per person. They want more people taking more drugs on a regular basis. They do not want to cure disease. And when I said that, I was attacked by everybody, and that actually the attacks actually helped make the book, you know, right now that particular book has sold over 25 million copies in hardcover.
Yeah, so the attacks are actually helping. And, you know, I called you Michael Trudeau earlier because we used to have a sales manager at the network named Michael Trudeau, who was who was a huge fan of you. Again, we got Kevin Trudeau on the line with us. It's just amazing. Plug some of the websites. Where do people get these books? I mean, is there a central clearinghouse where people can find?
I have an online store at naturalcures.com, and naturalcures.com is a website. I actually sold it for several hundred million dollars a couple years ago, and I took it back because I really want to take that website and make it the ultimate source of natural health information in the world. It's already one of the most visited natural health sites in the world. But naturalcures.com, people can go to. They can get my books at discounts. They can also become a member of that website. We also have globalinformationnetwork.com, which is a new site that's basically is launching in the fall, and it's going to be giving information to people who are members from my associates from all the, quote, secret societies.
You're gonna start leaking all the info, and they don't care because they think we're all mindless slaves anyways, and it's part of the conditioning process.
Correct.
And when we come back, is there anything they're scared of?
I'll tell you, yes.
Kevin Trudeau is our guest, naturalcures.com.
The New World Order beast is genetically modifying your food, mixing vegetables with animals, and now experimenting with viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve,
surrender,
or surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Trudeau, joining us from Germany, has agreed to do 20 more minutes with us into the next hour. He said he'd do even more, but I don't want to twist his arm. And just to find out, he really does know the show. He really does listen. Kevin Trudeau, how often do you listen to this radio show, and how long?
Well, I listen to it. I travel all over the world, so that with the different time zones. But it's pretty
podcast.
Easy. It's pretty easy for me. I just go online and click Infowars.com. I'm also a member of PrisonPlanet.tv, so I can see your good looking mug there with your HD.
You are something else. Now, I haven't read all your books, but I remember listeners sent me a mailing you did about one of your books about how you got recruited into the Brotherhood, didn't know it was a sellout at first, but got out of it. So you're somebody that was in the group, out of the group. And people don't believe this, but I mean, you're a guy that makes billions a year. They better. I have been approached by these groups, too. And then people just can't believe it because they're living in la-la land. We're living in the real world, Kevin. But
yeah, it's hard for the average person to grasp this, and here's what I think it's hard to everyone listening. It's hard for you to grasp this. When you the number one motivator of the average person is money. Now, some people say it's sex. That's true, but it's generally money. So money is the number one motivator. If you look in prisons today, 90% of the people in jail are there because of a money-related crime. They were trying to sell drugs, they robbed the bank, they mugged somebody, bank fraud, wire fraud. It's all about wanting money illegally. That's why people are in jail. It's the number one motivator, money, okay? Most people grasp that. But when you talk about the elite class and you say they want control, they want this, the general consensus from the average guy in the street is, that doesn't make any sense to me. They have all the money in the world. Why would they do this? And this is what nobody can understand, because you don't have all the money in the world. When you have all the money you need or want, the motivation then is power.
Well, power brings money. Power brings sex. It
right.
brings it all.
Right, but power supersedes the motivation for money. It's power and control, which is why somebody who becomes incredibly wealthy, guess what they want to do next? I want to get into politics. They want to start controlling things. So it's about control, and there's another thing that happens at the top level, and that's weird sexual deviations.
Oh,
because
yeah.
people need some type of stimulation. And again, I physically have been around groups, and I've seen things that you had the amazing experience of going to Bohemian Grove. I saw your video. So, I mean, you were there, right?
Absolutely. And you know, that's what's strange is that, go back to the Romans or the Aztecs, they're always a bunch of wild perverts.
Correct. So you were physically there. You had an experience that nobody could really grasp. You saw it with your own eyes, and I watched that DVD that you did, that documentary. It was extremely well done, and it gave, you know, just an insight that people don't have, maybe have a hard time grasping.
And I was only in there for 4 hours and hiding out. The Vanity Fair guy got in and got arrested, but not before he admitted, oh yeah, the Christian conservatives are having homosexual orgies, but he says, oh, it's no big deal. The point is every time somebody claims they're a conservative, it's actually the opposite. I don't know. It's just so bizarre how weird these people are.
Well, it's very strange. And I think that people listening need to know, I think from an economic standpoint, we have this huge tsunami coming. It's a huge hurricane. It is going to hit. People are going to be affected. Forget what you listen to on the news. It's going to get economically worse. Taxes are going up. Your income is going down. Fees are going up. There will be inflation to some degree. There will be inflation.
What about revolution when we come back? I mean, people are going to rebel as they raise taxes. Like, my property tax has gone up and my house value has gone down. We're going to come back in 70 seconds for 20 more minutes with Mr. Trudeau. The website is naturalcures.com. What's the site to get the financial books?
That's at globalinformationnetwork.com.
Globalinformationnetwork.com. With our source inside the Bilderberg Group, he's Kevin Trudeau. I tell you, truth is stranger than fiction, folks.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Kevin Trudeau, naturalcures.com, gateway site to all his other great sites, billions and millions of dollars a year in sales of books and other materials. This is one of the biggest best-selling authors out there. And I've read several of his books, read news articles he's done, bought his super memory thing decades ago, and it's all just stuff that's so well documented. I mean, take his Natural Cures book that they don't want you to know about. This is all mainline stuff that's backed up all these scientific studies that they've known for hundreds of years, that it helps you. And then they're coming after him for that. Folks, this is serious if they're able to shut him down. What an amazing interview. Okay, we got 20 minutes left with Kevin Trudeau. We're going to open the phones up, take a few calls in the next segment at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We just got a call from Trudeau's folks saying, can they use this interview? Absolutely. They can take the video of this interview, the audio of it, use it however they want. Again, flattered. Okay, Kevin, I've been asking a lot of the questions, and there's so many other questions I've got, but in this short segment, we got one more coming up. Anything else you haven't covered that people should know about or that's coming over the horizon that people aren't aware of yet with all your inside knowledge? And what are you most focused on right now in the future?
Well, for 15 years, Bilderberg, again, Bilderberg is just one group. It's North America and Europe, and there's others, about four others around the globe that also work together. And they are working together as a group. The bottom line is there's six major areas of control that this group has been focused on forever. Number one is the money supply. So in 1913, when the Fed was created, they got the money supply covered in the U.S. So the number one goal is always to control the money. Number two is you got to control the media. Because if you control television, radio, newspapers, magazines, then you control the thoughts and feelings of the population. The third thing they got to do is control drugs and health care. Because everyone is going to either get sick or feel the urgency for their health. So if they control drugs and health care, that's an automatic way to control the population by forcing injections. It's like this kid, 13-year-old kid, where the judge says, you must get chemotherapy. I mean, how insane is this? Strap the kid down and kill him?
So that makes government God. I mean, if they can make you take drugs, make you go to them, get the health care they want to give you, that's how they force the eugenics on people.
Yeah, and then keep in mind, the drugs are specifically used to basically mind down the individual population. This has been done throughout the centuries. We forget in China. When the British were in control of China, what did they do to the population? Let's get them all on opium. So they got British got the entire Chinese population drugged up on opium so that they didn't have any problems with the population. They would just go out there and do their work and stay high on opium all day. So same thing here.
What are the elites afraid of? I asked you that question and forgot to ask it again. What are they most afraid of?
They're afraid. It's so simple because people always ask me, what should I do? And this is what they're afraid of. They're afraid that people will get out of debt. Because if you completely pay off your credit cards, pay down your mortgage, you know, buy a used car for cash instead of owing money from the bank, if a person gets out of debt, they can't control you that much. And secondly, if you change where you spend your money, if you stop buying, see, you know, my book was the biggest seller that Walmart ever had. Walmart never sold organic food. So when Natural Cures became the best, biggest seller they ever had, the executives called me up and said, we are forced to sell organic food in our stores because of your damn book. And so that's what it comes down to.
But they're greedy and can't help it and still sell your book.
Correct. That's the beautiful thing. Greed supersedes everything, even their most important wishes and desires.
Well, that's just like big Hollywood production company with big banking funding making a Bilderberg Group movie. They like being known as the supermen of the world. I want to hear about those other four groups when we get back. Final segment with Kevin Trudeau, ladies and gentlemen. What an incredible interview. And we're going to be having him back up on the show. We appreciate his time.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent. And food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to know what a police state this country is, I had Jim Tucker on from Bilderberg three or four times, and I said, Jim, anything I can do for you, you know, for all the great work you've done? And he said, yeah, there's a type of bourbon I like, and he said the name of it. And then we're trying to mail it at the post office, and there's little secret police asking what it is, and they say, we can't mail liquor across state lines. In America, you can't mail one of your friends a bottle of whiskey as a present. This country is gone. We got to take it back. We got to have a revolution. And Kevin Trudeau, how do we, is the establishment worried about revolution? What type of revolution should we have? I want to have a peaceful one, but I want this to stop. I mean, I can't go out in the country on my land and get a telescope out without a game warden with his lights up running up now. It didn't used to be like that. I mean, government is out of control. They're suing you, getting $37 million judgments for writing books about how to lose weight that work. I mean, this is baloney.
It really is a little bit outrageous, but actually it's I look at it as a very positive thing because it's becoming so outrageous. People are now becoming aware. Because it's so outrageous, like this 13-year-old boy being forced to get chemotherapy, me writing a book that the government doesn't like and fining me $37 million, but also in addition to that, I have been banned from appearing on television for the next 3 years. As a matter of fact, I've been banned from appearing on radio and internet shows. What I'm doing right now is illegal.
Oh, I didn't know I was a thought criminal, but I, you know what? I believe in the First Amendment, hang together, hang separate. Tell me about my thought crime.
I'm the one breaking it because I'm banned from doing any media appearance for 3 years. But I just told them, look, if you want to enforce this ban, sue me again. Please.
Well, you know, as you said, you're appealing all of this. And if they try to say you can't come on my show, I mean, that's really going to illustrate to people that there's just no free speech left.
It's really outrageous. But you ask me what they're afraid of. And again, let me tell people, here are the things that they're controlling. And then I'll tell you the three things they're afraid of. They're controlling the money, the media, the drugs and the health care, the food, water, and roads and travel. That's what the groups. Now, there's a group, again, Bilderberg, they call it Bilderberg only because of the hotel. But there's no names for these. That is North America and Europe. There's a group that handles Central America and South America. There's the Middle East and the Persian Gulf. There's Africa, and then there's Asia. All of those have Bilderberg-type groups that are all working together. And then all these tie in. And this is where this is at the level that I was at. It's an organization that we don't have a name for. It's called the Brotherhood only because it's just the people together as brothers. It's men and women, but mostly men. And we basically try to make sure that we control the money, the media, the food, the drugs, the water, and the roads. What are they afraid of? They're afraid of, A, that you stop in America. That you stop voting for Democrats and Republicans and vote for any other party.
Break the left-right paradigm.
They are freaking out at guys like Ron Paul. And if you remember Ross Perot?
Yes.
Hey, why isn't it bizarre that this guy was on the news and on television every day? And then overnight, you never heard another word from him ever again.
Because they said they'd kill his family.
Of course they said they'd kill his family. But they wouldn't kill him. They were going to murder him in the press, just like Ron Emanuel told the bomb holders at Chrysler. He said, if you don't go along with this, we're going to send the IRS after you, and we're going to unleash the press corps.
Yeah, well, this mafia government, like the Nazis, that was a mafia government, the Soviets, mafia government. Don't you see it falling apart as their crimes get more and more legion? I mean,
That's it. The more crazy they get, the more people start making changes. So, number one, get out of debt. Number two, never vote for a Democrat or a Republican, with the exception of Ron Paul. And number three, change your buying habits. Stop buying things from big multinational companies. I'm in Germany right now. I'm talking to guys who are 80 years old. Now, people are a little healthier here. They ride bikes. They hike up the mountain at 80 years old. No one's taking any drugs. But these guys and gals that I'm chatting with here in Germany were around during Adolf Hitler. And you know what they tell me? They look at me like they say, are you Americans crazy? You are doing the exact same thing that we did under Adolf Hitler. We wanted to give up our freedoms so that he could protect us. You are doing the exact same thing in America. And it's common knowledge here from the people that were around during the regime of Adolf Hitler that America and Britain are becoming this generation's most totalitarianism, totalitarian and tyrannical fascist governments on planet Earth.
Let me back you up and then finish because it's so important. They've had British government and U.S. government studies and big university studies. I'm sure you're mentioning the same thing that just came out in the last month admitting England's number 5 police state in the world. U.S. is number 6. I mean, there's only a few like North Korea and Zimbabwe ahead of us. I mean, the whole world knows we are under hardcore tyranny and it's getting worse and worse. And people said, oh, well, you still got your free speech. And now they're starting to restrict our free speech.
We don't have free speech at all. When a guy can get sued $37 million because he wrote a book and expressed his opinions on television, we don't have free speech in America. No,
I agree. Chance. I agree. Finish your point, though, that I interrupted about the Nazi Germany parallel.
Well, the point that people in America need to know, because the debate is, hey, isn't it good that we keep these prisoners in Guantanamo? Isn't it good that the government would be given powers to protect us? And it sounds really good. The problem is, when they take your brother-in-law away, then what are you going to do?
Well, and now they admit the Patriot Act and Homeland Security is for gun owners, conservatives, Ron Paul supporters, and returning veterans. We're told it's for these brown people.
It's designed specifically not to be used. It's designed to be used as an intimidation and fear tactic. Just like the Gestapo during the Second World War. People were afraid to have conversations in coffee shops. Because if they said anything against the Fuhrer, the Gestapo, if they were listening, or one of their Hitler youth was listening in and reported you to Gestapo, they would take you in for questioning. And generally, the first time, they wouldn't do anything. But you would crap your pants out of fear. And that's what it's about. It's about.
And by the way, they're, as you know, they're now having Obama's youth brigades that are in military formations and uniforms, red and black, knock on your door and ask, we're just canvassing. Do you support the leader, the president, the Fuhrer?
Yeah, Chairman Obama.
What do the elites think of Obama? Because I confirmed for Mestel and Ann Tucker, he was at Bilderberg last year. Did you hear anything about him at Bilderberg last year?
Well, the reason he was selected over Hillary is simple. Hillary had a huge amount of people that hated her.
Negatives, yeah.
Okay, and Obama didn't. And they also picked Obama because the bottom line is they were looking for somebody who is a great speaker and who's going to persuade people. You know, he reads that teleprompter so well, doesn't he?
Yeah, he really does.
I mean, and this is what people don't get. If you, I was with a couple senators, and I was with them to see what they do all day. It's a professional acting job. Do you spend 70% of their day is for raising money? They don't read any of the bills they sign. They don't write any of the bills they sponsor.
Unbelievable.
It's a complete acting job in Washington.
What about the tipping point? You know, it's not just that the good guys are going to help us win. 1% started the war in 1775. 5% won the war. We don't need a majority. We've got way more than 5%. Probably like 20% know what's going on now from my own gauge. I can get your expert take on that and really want it. I'm interested to know. But there's going to be a lot of people who are members of the elite, different strata of the elite, are going to also see that we're starting to win, and they're going to jump ship over to our side. I'm already seeing more and more of that. So believing we can win and get going in the direction of liberty again, a tipping point, getting the pendulum swinging, that's really doable if we just believe in it and act like winners.
Well, what you just said there is very, very astute, and this is what most people don't understand. If you look, for example, at all the wars, Switzerland's always neutral, and nobody touches them. Why? Because that's where all the cash is. But every war, it doesn't matter who wins. Do you understand?
Yes.
It's irrelevant. So if at our levels, we don't care who wins the war. It's a yawn. It's like, okay, it doesn't matter because
it's who profits.
We're like Don King. We own both fighters. It doesn't matter.
It's about playing that war, playing all the sides to your best profit.
Correct. And it doesn't matter who wins because we own both sides.
And that's why they want the Afghan and Iraq war to go on and on, because it's nothing but a black hole to pump trillions into.
Oh, yeah. I mean, those wars are, I mean, keep in mind, America goes into wars around the world primarily to secure money for contractors and pay off friends. I mean, that's why do you think France and Germany got so pissed off when America went into Iraq? Because they're the ones who had 90% of the contracts.
Absolutely, but now
America,
they're not as...
And America went in and said, sorry, we're taking over the contracts. And that's why France and Germany got really mad.
But suddenly they're on board with Iraq because they were given some of the contracts back.
Correct. That's what people don't understand. I've been to some... When we went into Iraq, before we went in, people don't know this, but there were like group meetings, how to profit from the upcoming Iraqi war. And these are business symposiums with directors and corporate executives from infrastructure companies and oil companies and so forth, all getting together. I was there talking about how we're going to go into this country. And you had John Perkins on, the economic hitman. He's brilliant explaining this. He was right there in the front lines of Venezuela.
Oh, listen.
And Ecuador.
Kevin Trudeau, I mean, I've seen in the Enron, smartest guys in the room, they have video of those meetings. You know what? I've twisted your arm, but you said you'd stay longer. Do one more short segment so we can put a nice bow on this.
Of course.
One of the most amazing interviews I've ever done. It's with Kevin Trudeau. Just absolutely amazing. We'll give you all the websites and a lot more on the other side. Here's one of them, naturalcures.com. My site's InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
If being prepared doesn't apply to you, disregard the next minute. We're way beyond a question of if and when is upon us. When you can't safely touch anything and a cough or sneeze can shut down your school or business, how would you or could you disinfect a school bus, office, locker room, place of worship, or your entire home and do it in just minutes? Go to Hazarid.com and see the 8-minute video that is guaranteed to show how our unique application process can do really big jobs that you never could do before. Hazarid. Total protection kits kill viruses, bacteria, mold, and much more. And they do it for less cost than what you're currently using. Don't risk facing shipping bottlenecks and possible shortages. Act now to assure prompt delivery and to receive our 2-for-1 double product special. You can't buy Hazarid in stores. Order online at Hazarid.com or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah,
fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Since 1991, The 7 Store has been helping you prepare in the event of an emergency. The 7 Store is unlike any company you have ever seen, offering a complete line of products that will prepare you for any catastrophe. At The 7 Store, we do something very different for our customers.
Out of hundreds of preparedness companies in the United States, we are the only one who offers the most complete variety of preparedness items. From storable food, survival, terror and pandemic kits, water storage and self-reliant items, The 7 Store is your place for preparedness. The 7 Plan, our 46-page preparedness guidebook, is your go-to guide to help you prepare for the unexpected. You can get this book with no purchase or obligation absolutely free. For more information, please visit us online at the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call us today at 888-654-3447. That's 888-654-3447.
Boy, he is something else. You know why the man is after him. Kevin Trudeau, I can find no fault with this guy. I just agree with him on every front. You know, also, the nouveau riche, the new wealth, the middle class, some of the even ultra-rich who are new money, they realize the elite's waging war on them. What about how the globalists are now, after 500 years, going after Switzerland, shaking down the smaller accounts but leaving the big juicy ones alone, and then David Rockefeller's bragging about they're going to end all tax havens, set a global tax rate to the OECD, end, quote, tax havens, open announcements of world government with these bankers running it. I think this tiny elite has really going to get their butt kicked, and I've seen the shift, because they're waging war on not just the middle class and the poor, they're going after a lot of big money.
Well, there's an interesting concept about this, and let me just put it to you this way. From the guys that I hang around with, I mean, you know, maybe they manage a $10 billion hedge fund. You know, one guy last year, you know, netted a couple $100 million. And when I chat with these guys about taxes, they laugh because to them it's all smoke and mirrors. Look, we pay a little bit of tax, but it's nothing. It's nothing like people think we're going to pay because they're... I mean, the U.S. tax code, nobody can even understand it.
Written for the elites to pay just a few percent, and the people are paying 40.
Correct. I mean, listen, I have corporations in Switzerland, and, you know, they have the best roads in the world. You're in Chicago or in Austin. I was down there. It's like driving on, as Mancow says, it's like driving on the surface of the moon. There's, you know, craters everywhere, right? Well, yeah. I'm driving around Germany, and I cannot find one, not one pothole, not one. Now, guess what? They have to pay for that. They build the roads to last 25 years, not five like they do in the U.S. So you have to pay for that. So when I set up a company in Switzerland, for example, they say, look, the taxes are 10% or 12% or 15%, and you pay it because there's good infrastructure and things. You no problems, like buying a good steak.
Yeah, but here it's a scam.
But you get good value for your money. In the U.S., when you pay your taxes, it goes... paying interest on the government's debt, and it's going to the bankers. You're not getting any infrastructure.
Are Americans, Kevin Trudeau, are Americans known as the schmucks of the world now?
The suckers. The word is suckers. The Americans are the suckers. There's no question about it.
Is it because we were so free and, you know, had it so good that we kind of sat on our laurels?
I think it's because the media in America brainwashes people to have them believe things should be a certain way. The majority of Americans have never left the United States. Let me just give you an example. You're driving down the road in America, right? You stop in a gas station. You go to the bathroom. Is it the cleanest place in the world?
No.
I mean, it's disgusting, right? You're in Europe. You stop in a gas station. You walk in, you go to the bathroom. It's spotless. There's an attendant there. Okay? You're in America. You stop at a gas station. You want something to eat? Oh, how about this three-week-old sandwich in the back? Right? I mean, do you know what I'm talking about? There's like
yes.
No food. In Europe, you walk into a gas station, you want something to eat? There's a chef and a kitchen. And all the fruits and vegetables are organic because they don't allow genetically modified
stuff.
The
people demand quality, and here we were sold on crap.
That's like correct.
Just like McDonald's 50 years ago would put a trash can there and say thank you, and we like idiots would go throw our trash away and just lowering the standard.
Correct. Correct, correct, correct. So the bottom line is people in America just don't know anymore how things should be. I mean, we just don't get it. I mean, if you look at a cookbook in America and it says this is home cooking, ingredients, one can of mushroom, cream of mushroom soup, That's not how you make something. You don't use a can of cream of mushroom soup in a homemade recipe.
You know what? I disagree with you. We're going to have you arrested for saying what a home-cooked meal is. You don't have free speech. You don't have free speech, Kevin Trudeau. Kevin, in closing, I know I gave the number out. We have loaded phones. I forgot to go to your calls, and I'm going to let Kevin go here in a moment. But Kevin, when you get back to the U.S. or in the next couple of weeks or in the next month, can we have you back up and take calls?
Yeah, absolutely. What I'll do is when I get back, I'll call you. I'll fly down to Austin for a couple of days. I'll come on the show. You and I will have a chance to have a good meal and beer and have some fun as well.
Man, I can't wait to meet you in person, and I'm really glad that we got in touch through ManCal, and it's just been wonderful having you here. Folks can also go to your kind of master portal website, kevintrudeau.com, and that goes to the entire family of sites. And you're not just the king of infomercial. You started the Golf Channel and a bunch of other channels. Kevin Trudeau, an amazing individual. Trudeau is spelled T-R-U-D-E-A-U. So kevintrudeau.com or naturalcures.com. And what's the big mega information site name again?
That's the Global Information Network, globalinformationnetwork.com.
Well, just an incredible hour and a 20-minute conversation with Kevin Trudeau. And we hope that, well, you know what? They've told him he has no free speech, but he's saying, you know what? I'm innately free. He's speaking out. He's ignoring what they've said. And we salute you, Kevin Trudeau. We'll talk to you very soon.
Sounds great. Have a great day, Alex.
All right. Let me say bye to you during this break, and I'll let you get back to what you're doing there in Germany. Stay with us, folks. Masses of news coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new Silver Solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new Silver Solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new Silver Solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new Silver Solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Yeah, about a year ago, it was Rob Jacobson said, you want to do infomercials like Kevin Trudeau? And I said, you know, man, I can barely figure out how to balance my checkbook and move into a bigger office. But we've gotten to the next level. We just need the support to go to the level after that. And Kevin Trudeau is definitely something else. And the guy does make billions of dollars a year. And I was talking to him during the breaks. He's probably listening right now. Mr. Trudeau, he really knows the show. He really listens to it routinely. It's incredible. And I found out at one of the large parties in Japan has meetings watching my videos, you know, in the parliament offices. And Bilderberg group members know who I am and track and follow what I do. Estelin told me about a Bilderberg group person who saw the Obama deception, but he didn't expressly say I could talk about it. He told me not to talk about the people that bought Terminator, putting out Terminator and then his movie, and now they're announcing it. 2 years ago, I didn't talk about it. I mean, who can make this stuff up? It's just too weird. My wife thinks we live in the Matrix or something. I mean, a literal Matrix. She's starting to think that, not just a phony left-right Matrix. You know, I mean, you know, this is all a delusion. I'm not a syndicated radio talk show host. I'm already in Hollywood films. I haven't made some of the most viral internet videos. I don't know all these people. Because the stuff I can't talk about on air is 10 times wilder than what you were just hearing on air. And then meanwhile, at night last night, I was just all sitting there for hours. I couldn't sleep, writing notes and thinking about the New World Order and all these things I wanted to impart to humanity about the nature of the human spirit and our future and all this news I wanted to cover, and literally 50 articles I printed off and was going to cover each one on air today, and the whole show just blew past us. And we covered a lot, but it's just crazy. Meanwhile, for all my petty power, I can't get rid of the fruit flies here in the office. The stuff Trudeau was telling me off air. Oh, my God. And you know, I believe all of that because I know he jet sets around with those people. But to have Trudeau on here talking about Bilderberg group meeting, and that's exactly who they'd want there, is people that have, you know, have this influence outside their control. They usually have about 7 to 15 members of the press or alternative media they try to get there. And, of course, they would have Kevin Trudeau there. But he was basically saying he was at the German meeting 4 years ago. So, in Rotterdam. Okay, you know what? I said I'd take calls. By the way, John, I was busy. Did you ever check what gold is today? Well, here, I'm just going to do that right now myself. I'm just going to check this because I want to know what it is. I mean, it exploded last week, and I didn't even cover it. I mean, it's up like 80-something, 90-something dollars. Yeah, click on that for me. Just absolutely incredible. Oh, it's down $3 at 952, which is up 52 and 20, $72 from 2 weeks ago. So just amazing that that is going on. You know, I said I would do justice to this. Hey, will you call Rob Doohan here? Because I want to take calls here at the end of the show. But I want to plan tomorrow's show and make some promises. Because I filled up like two notebooks of points I wanted to make the last few months. And then last night, I didn't have a notebook in bed. I was turning the light on and writing in the back of a Pitcairn's Island. We bring my note, the blue notepad, my Pitcairn's Island. I finished that book last night at about 2 a.m. And I was scribbling with the light on. My wife's like, what are you doing? And I'm, you know, yeah, my book, Pitcairn's Island, and my folder are sitting out there on the table. And there's all these important brainstorming points I've had. The biggest issue I've got to figure out is whenever I scribble this stuff so fast, it's hard to read later when I look at it. I've got all these notebooks, and then I filled up the back of this book with notes last night. And then I ran out of time, so I used a card by the bed to write notes. And Rob New, come on in here. I want to know what the schedule is tomorrow so I can come in, because these are important points. Or I may just start a thing like where I have a live video feed by my bed, because it's always when I'm trying to go to sleep that all this stuff's racing through my head and it all makes sense and I know how to explain it. Is it the same way for you guys? When you're going to bed at night, it's when your brain really works the best?
Definitely.
And I need to have a video cam there. And my wife's snoring. She doesn't snore too loud. It's kind of a cute little snore, like a little piglet or something. I'm like, She says, I snore like a rhinoceros. I'll be like, stop it. I'm doing the video pod. In fact, I may rig my bedroom up with a camera. I'll be like in the pillow, my hair sticking up. I'll turn to the side and make points. What's the schedule tomorrow so that I know when I can mark off to come in here and cover this stuff?
You're going to be happy because it's wide open right now.
Good. I said keep some days open.
So I can keep tomorrow wide open, and we'll just book for Thursday and Friday.
Then I have a tendency just to run on at the mouth. Yeah, that's fine. We'll keep tomorrow wide open. And then I'm going to come on and take calls, say, for the first hour. Then I'm going to do an hour-long rant on the nature of the universe from my perspective and what our true goals ought to be. Hey, that was a wild interview with Trudeau,
huh? That was great. I've seen that guy on TV for years, and, you know, he's just – you see him there, and that's it. But so tomorrow, Alex –
And I was talking to him. He knows – he listens to the show. Must be all the time.
Yeah, he was talking about the John Perkins interview. So he listened to that. You know?
No, he was saying he listens a lot when he's on a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you could. Well, when you got that much money, you can afford to get your information at any time.
Yeah, but I'm really flattered that how many people. It's kind of spooky, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't even really covered this. We're attacked by the L.A. Times.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the Ferris piece.
The Bloomberg.
New York Times, Variety, Washington Post, and literally probably 10 other things I didn't even print. I mean, and it's all BS.
It's all no fact.
It says I imagined that they pulled a fire drill on me, that I imagine men following me. It's all on record they did it.
Right.
I mean, they walk up to me and say, you better not pull fire alarms. We've had people pulling them and trying to steal vases in here. And then they walk off, and I go to my room, and they pull the fire alarm on me. And then I'm weird for freaking out. And then we have them following us off the grounds and Secret Service with earpieces on video, and they're saying it doesn't exist. Rob, I mean, or maybe they're not discredited. Maybe the public's so dumb and wants to feel like they're elitist making fun of me. Right. See how that mindset? Oh, look at this poor schizophrenic. He believes in an elite.
Just go with the system. It'll be okay. It'll be okay.
Yeah, but I mean, these are really pathetic.
I agree. I totally agree. I mean,
you know, I feel sad for Danny. I think was a little upset that he got cut out of the New World Order film. But I agree with him. It is somewhat of a distortion and kind of a hit piece. So he ought to be happy. He says he is happy he's not in it.
And, you know, I think he could have lended more credibility to it. You know, I thought.
Well, he is a genteel fellow, but I do think it got it. That's what people were asking, why his feathers got out of, you know, ruffle there. Yeah. I don't control what some film crew does.
Right.
I didn't even really remember that they'd mentioned they'd interviewed Estelin years ago. Film crews come, they go.
We've had a lot of them in here.
They're always hit pieces.
Yeah.
This one was one of the lesser hit pieces.
Well, we haven't seen the conspiracy hunters from Australia. We haven't seen their piece yet.
I don't think that's a hit piece.
Yeah.
They sent me books their family had written. It's all anti-New World Order. Those guys were for real.
No, I think that's going to be a good one when it comes out. So, Alex Jones, Hump Day special tomorrow.
But the same thing is they may not even let it come out. I mean, it's like the maker of Paradise Lost and Some Kind of Monster and Brother's Keeper. You know, that guy's won, you know, Oscars and stuff, and you notice that $3 million+ to make a film with yours truly as the main guy, gone, not going to be aired.
Oh, I bet we could find it. I bet we could find it somehow.
Oh no! No, that was shelved.
Yeah,
that was shelved at Discovery. And he told me not to talk about it like a year and a half ago. He said, just wait and see if it later you can talk about it. So now I talk about it. I ought to get him back on the show.
Who's that? What's his name?
Joe Belanger. Belger. I always mispronounce it. Just, he's the co-director on all those films I mentioned. Let's call him up and get him back on the show. But don't tell him it's about that. If he wants to bring that up on air, we'll just have him bring that up.
Right.
That's how I'm also able to get all these guests. As people know, I'm not usually mean to people. Unless they come on and say we need to exterminate everybody, and then I tend to start arguing with them. I'm like, oh, so Prince Philip's part of your Royal Eugenics Society. That's it. This interview is over. You know, like I didn't know that information. Listen, this is the biggest story ever. I want you to try to get the Times of London author on, whatever you got to do. Try to get Russell Goldman and Eileen Murphy on from ABC News about the group that David Rockefeller calls the good group with Oprah Winfrey and Ted Turner and Bill and Melinda Gates and Warren Buffett, all for eugenics. And Watson, when he saw the ABC News thing last week, said, oh, it was a eugenics meeting, because we've seen these same people. And then it came out, it was a eugenics meeting here. I mean, we're right about everything here. Yeah. This is all these people talk about is how they're going to kill us. Billionaire club in bid to curb overpopulation. And see, I got news for you. All you good old boys and stuff go, yeah, there are too many, especially colored people. Get rid of them. They're putting sodium fluoride in your water too, Mac. They're, you know, they've selected a plastic for mass distribution that leaches hormones that sterilize you and give you cancer. They are hurting you too. Yeah. That's the thing, is this eugenics is targeting everybody. And when you study the elites, they're all about not drinking out of plastic. They're all about, you know, doing all these detoxes. They're all about not eating GMO foods. They're all about not, I mean, most of the Hollywood people I know that are highest level have all been given the word. They have special water tank systems where spring water is trucked into tanks and they take showers in spring water. They mm-hmm. wouldn't get into tap water. Folks, tap water will kill a fish.
Yeah. Yeah, we used to have to sit it out for days to let all the chemicals evaporate out of it.
Have you ever noticed that if you're watering your lawn with water hoses,
yeah.
it makes it all peaked and almost die, but if it yeah. rains, it all suddenly grows?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's got hundreds of deadly chemicals in it.
Yeah.
I mean, folks, and look, I know this, but I only drink purified water. I've got those Berkey systems I got from them that only cut some of it out that go around it. I've got to look at getting a whole home water system in.
Yeah.
Then it's the time. I keep procrastinating. I don't do it. Then it's the money. You know, my gosh, $20,000 for this or whatever. I don't have it. But my kids are in these bathtubs. They're in these showers. They're breathing it. The skin's the biggest organ. See, I said I'd take calls, and I'm not doing that.
So I should go so you can take
I'm off. Ranting. Well, listen, Rob, you're doing a great job. How was your Memorial Day?
It was an amazing time. Met a lot of cool people out camping and
Ganja.
Played some music. You know. But I had a great time. So I appreciate the time off, and I'm ready to get back in the swing of things. And we're going to be looking at B-roll tonight, me and Rob Jacobson. So.
Oh, listen, you got to call John Perkins. He agreed to the interview.
Oh, yeah.
We got to get out there today.
Today, I think, is the day to call that lady.
Yeah.
We're going to have
mid-June, late June, and yep. back on the radio, too.
Yep.
Warp 1 engage.
Got it.
Good job. There we go. You want to go into overdrive today, man? Kind of feeling overdrivey. Look, I promise I'm going to at least jam in these calls. Who do we got here? Jeff, Annie, Jason, Mark, Fred, Tom. That's a lot of calls there. The phone system only takes 6 up there. We can take hundreds on our phone system. We may have to transfer them over by going to overdrive. I do want to tell you about who made this show possible. I start ranting and babbling happily because we are beating the hell out of the New World Order here. Thanks to God, that I never even get to the sponsors that make this show possible. Let me tell you about a couple of those. We're going to go to your phone calls here today. eFoods Direct. We don't have to remind you that you need food to survive. Our biggest sponsor, eFoods Direct, is the longest continually operating storable foods company in the country. They also happen to be true patriots and have supported the freedom movement for years and years. With the looming economic collapse, food shortages, inflation happening, you need to get this high-quality, non-GMO, non-hybrid, super good food at super low prices. You'd be surprised how inexpensive it is. More than 10 years of its climate control. 10 years guaranteed if you stick it in the garage like I do. My garage is just full of everything, including about 3 years' supply of food. Give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. They got month supplies. They got 3-day supplies. Get a sampler pack. 1-800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com. The letter E, foodsdirect.com. The J. Michael Stevens Group. Just fabulous, fabulous folks. On the same line of preparedness, mysolarbackup.com. A lot of things can cut off your electrical power, hurricanes, snow, ice storms. Listeners should move towards getting off the grid, and here's a good way to do just that. A solar power generator is now available from our longtime sponsor, Solutions from Science. It's designed to provide 800 watts of power on demand in the event of any disaster or outage. You get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of the power source, ET100, power plant, and high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. That's right. Generates free electricity. Remember, too, that gas generators need gas, but in a blackout, gas pumps can't pump gas because they run on electricity. The solar generator is like having a silent power plant hidden in your home. It's the perfect emergency backup for troubled times. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so make your move today. Their website is one word, mysolarbackup.com. Mysolarbackup.com or 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. And another sponsor. See, I wait the whole show to plug these and get them here at the end, but that's when we got the most listeners, so good for the sponsors. I really do believe in all these sponsors, but this one is particularly great. Pepperspray.com, the lowest prices I've seen anywhere. I have bought from them. That's how I found them, and I said, go get them as a sponsor. And I said, my listeners aren't stupid. They know most areas have different restrictions on the Second Amendment, but they don't. Tasers, stun guns, and high-quality pepper spray and mace. I said, I want you as a sponsor. And we got them as a sponsor. 1-800-908-9988. 1-800-908-9988. Free shipping on orders over $99. You cannot beat the deals on tasers, stun guns, animal repellents, home safety, personal alarms. Buy it for your daughters. Buy it for your husbands, whatever. Great thing to give your daughter or son who's on campus where it's illegal to own guns, but most campuses allow tasers. 1-800-908-9988, 1-800-908-9988, or pepperspray.com. Okay, that is our sponsors for the day that have made this transmission possible. We're very, very thankful to them. Let's go to Jeff in Tennessee. Jeff, you are on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, my friend.
I tried to get in last week. I'll get off the subject, then I'll go to Mr. Trudeau there. That Miley Cyrus girl, I guess maybe I'm not pronouncing it right.
Hannah Montana saying we should all have our free speech taken.
Yeah, isn't there some information that her daddy has got some type of governmental background or something?
I have read that, but I don't have to admit I don't know much about Hannah Montana. I just know that any of the employees, that little girls who were here maybe 1 hour a month, they're dancing around to Hannah Montana. So this is total brainwashing, saying in Reuters, ban free speech, it's for the children, pass the Cyberbullying Act, where it's a federal felony if you criticize anybody. I mean, it actually says, this makes the hate crimes bill look like nothing.
I thought I'd read something about Achy Breaky Heart guy, that his family or something had some governmental connections in the past, but
I don't know. It's totally pathetic, and you know, to show my ignorance, I am a little bit familiar with what Billy Ray Cyrus or whatever his name is. I mean, give me a break. What a curse on humanity. A lot of these people sell out, though. Look at Three Doors Down and Kid Rock, you know, with all this pro-war stuff. Anything else, sir?
Yeah, Kevin Trudeau, I picked up his book. My wife is an RN, and I had high blood pressure for years, and we picked up his book. She saw something about a gland that he mentioned in the book, and I was riding a bike, dieting, and you name it. Within 15 days of not using the MSG or high...
Stay there. Yeah, yeah. They want to shut him down because he's the real deal.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Take and fight, I said, I'll never give it up.
Got a cheesily sing for Hoosier there. He loves it. He begs me to sing to him. I sing to him during the break. That's a form of payment. That's salary. I sing to him. Rapunzel, Rapunzel, lower down your hair. If you think I sit around. All right, Jeff, finish up the point you were making. So you read one of Kevin Trudeau's books. You had a hormonal problem because every time you put the fluoride water in the rest of it, that attacks all your glands. Tell us what happened when you did that.
Well, as I was saying, my wife, she's an RN, and there was a mention of a hypothalamus gland or something, which I didn't understand, but she immediately ordered the book. After 4 or 5 years of riding bike, exercising, dieting, water pills, you name it, 15 days, I went into the physician's office. They took my blood pressure 9 times, had the biggest shock in their life, and said, hey, stop the medication. What's going on?
Why they want to shut Trudeau down. I mean, I've read his natural cures. They don't want you to know. It's all just the mainline things that have been proven to really be good.
I would say I owe my life to him because I was really, really blowing the spigot on this blood pressure problem. And I didn't go into the steroid treatment. I went into just quitting MSG and high fructose corn syrup, going to the foreign cheeses and this type of stuff and not buying this manufactured gobbledygook.
Exactly. Listen, same here. I eat nothing processed. I eat as much as I was eating months ago, and I've lost 20-plus pounds. I'm losing a pound every 3 or 4 days now. It's really getting fast. And no more fatso here. Hey, good to hear from you, man. Good to hear from you. You know what? These are all such great callers. Let's talk to Annie in Indiana. Annie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. This is Annie. Can you hear
me? Hey, Annie. Yes, I can.
Hi. I'm going to talk quick because I know you're running out of time and I've been holding a long time. I was hoping to talk directly to Kevin.
Well, we're going to have him back up. He wants to come on all the time. Go ahead.
Hey, great. I'm a Texan in exile in Indiana. I went to a National Vietnam Vets Convention about 15 years ago in Kokomo, and I bought a bumper sticker, and it said, don't steal. The government doesn't like the competition.
I love that bumper sticker. In fact, I'm going to make a T-shirt of that. That's it. Go ahead.
Doesn't like the competition, and they'll get even with you if you compete. But something, I used to wonder if Kevin was real, if he was just in it for the bucks. A few months ago, I caught him on maybe one of the last infomercials he did on his new financial book. He said that an acquaintance, not a friend, but an acquaintance, said to him that under the new Obama administration, we have a license to steal. And Kevin goes, so? And the guy says, you don't get it. We have a license to steal. And Kevin goes, well, how does that affect me? I'm not a thief. A license to steal. Is that not the...
exactly getting your point. Explain.
Apparently, under the Obama administration, the higher-ups have a license to steal, and they are looting and stealing us blind right under our nose.
No, that's true, yeah.
Come home tired. We don't do anything about it. We pay our taxes, and we moo like contented cows. Moo, moo, bye-bye. I love the sheep bleeding on your commercial, Obama. Bye-bye. And I have to identify with that because I'm one of the tired 60-year-old plus people going to work, paying my taxes, going along to get along, knowing what I know. But I know.
No, I know. It's, ma'am, it's absolutely sickening, and we're trying to change that. I'm out of time. Guys, what's the number to call to go into overdrive here? I need to give that to the people that are holding at Genesis. So I'm going to take their calls and the show's over. We're going into overdrive. You guys ready for this? Because I need to give the 888-201. So that's 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244. Just Jason, Mark, Fred, and Tom. Call me right now. Overdrive, one place, internet streams, Infowars.com. God bless you all. See you back live tomorrow. Big show tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos. Look at their online catalog. Or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.